United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
Let's go! 330-781-9600 or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Car's out of sight and the snow is still flying. Will the car start?
Hey, you know it won't.
Did they plow the road?
You know they don't.
Am I late for work?
You know you are.
Stuck again.
Oh, it's your car.
I shovel and I shovel and I shovel that snow. I gotta get out, but my car won't go. I get the cabin fever when the...
Hey, everybody, it's a little afternoon here. It's 12 minutes after 12 o'clock, and this is WSOM 600 AM. Tracy and friends, this is Sticks here talking to you. Tracy's on her way in. She's got some family business she's attending to, and so she'll be in here in a little bit. It's snowing here in the Mahoning Valley. Been snowing for a couple of days, lots of fender benders, and just people getting used to driving into rough stuff again, so let's just be careful out there. Dr. Danielle's due in here any minute to come and talk to us about natural medicine. And since healthcare has become such a hot topic here lately, I'm going to play a little explanation for the health savings account because nobody seems to really fully understand what that is. So here we go with that.
Hi, Betty. Welcome to the Dave Ramsey Show.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you today, Dave?
Better than I deserve. How can I help?
Well, I have two questions. One, my first one is your opinion on an HSA.
I love them.
And the, good. And the second question I have, can you have an HSA as well as other medical insurance?
You don't need them. HSA is tied to medical insurance. Let's talk about it, okay?
Okay.
Regular medical insurance is like a major medical insurance out in the open market. It's like a $1,000 deductible 80-20 policy. You pay doctor's visits and that kind of stuff when you're in the real world with me out of your pocket, okay?
Okay.
But only if you go have a major problem, you pay $1,000 out of pocket, then they pay 80%, you pay 20% until it reaches what's called a stop loss. That's standard major medical, all right? Or whatever your deductible is. I'm using an example. The HSA, the health savings account, instead of having a $1,000 deductible health insurance policy, may have a $3,000 or a $5,000 deductible, and many of them pay 100% after that. And tied to that, you're allowed to save tax deductible into a health savings account, a good mutual fund if you're smart, pre-tax money into a health savings account to help you cover that deductible and or other medical expenses. So you can buy any medical expenses out of that health savings account that you want without having to pay taxes. So the government's picking up your tax rate, say 30% out of every one of your medical dollars anyway. You can buy eyeglasses, and that's a medical thing, and that is tax, you know, it comes through that tax deductible account. So the HSA is the way to go if you're healthy. Now, if you have people in the home that have chronic illness, you're going to blow up through that. You're going to constantly be just paying everything up to that $5,000, and you're better off to run with a lower deductible regular insurance policy. But if you're healthy, the health savings account, which is a tax deductible savings account attached to a high deductible health insurance plan, is absolutely incredible. And the reason I was just talking about that, is the reason I think that's so powerful from a societal standpoint across our whole culture, is it puts the consumer in charge. You have $5,000 in your hand that you saved, and you're going to go to the hospital. I'm not paying $4 for a Tylenol. I'm going to have a fit with somebody. They bill me $4 for a Tylenol. And I'm not going to pay them three times for the same dadgum x-ray because they're inefficient in their billing either. I'll be checking every single line of this billing. And you know what? When people's insurance picks up the whole deal, they don't check everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so what the HSA does from a macroeconomics standpoint, and it's one of the best things the Bush administration has done. They passed it right under that Medicare bill, boom, right out there, was it makes the consumer make the healthcare industry behave financially. It turns every one of the HSA holders into a consumer watchdog, and you're going to see a change. Because right now the consumer has no reason to hold anybody accountable because the average consumer doesn't pay for anything out of their pocket. And so they charge whatever they want, and the insurance companies get billed whatever for that big charge, and then they go up on the premiums, and then the employer goes, how am I going to pay these premiums? And the consumer goes, oh, well, you mean you're not going to furnish insurance anymore? Yeah, because you didn't watch and drove the costs up as a whole. The HSA is going to do away with that. It's a powerful, powerful thing. We're going to see it break loose in the next 5 to 10 years. You mark my words. It's going to be Betty.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Sticks is in the air here by himself, and you guys just let him stay out there hanging. Matt is out there. Diva's out there. They didn't look, that's just rude. How could they do that to you, Sticks?
Oh, you know.
They knew you were home alone.
I told everybody I was home alone. Dr. Danielle deserted me. You deserted me.
I didn't desert you. I was just running late. It wasn't desertion. It was just, you know, management.
You're taking lessons from Jeff.
Not quite. Not quite. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. It's 15 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and I hope you're having a good lunch today and a good day today. And Sticks is talking about health savings account. Everywhere I go, everyone's talking about health savings account. They're trying to get people to do better with their health. I don't know if it's working or not, but if you have a health savings account, are you allowed to have them still?
Yeah, right this minute, but there's supposed to be some tax ramifications that didn't used to be. They're going to start taxing you on them, I understand.
Why would they tax on something that you're saving for so that you would not be dependent upon the health system and or the, you know, Medicare, Medicaid system?
Because there's a certain section in the political class that wants to see everybody dependent upon the government and doesn't want anybody to be financially independent. That's why. And there's another part of the political class that believes you're just too stinking stupid to pick your own doctor and your own hospital and to shop around. You know, for example, I just had a procedure, and there's probably 30 places in the valley here within driving distance of the house where I could have this procedure. If I had to write a check for that procedure out of my own checkbook, I wouldn't have necessarily went to the place where the doctor told me to go. I'd have been shopping around to see who could do the same procedure the least expensive. But because I don't have as much skin in the game, I have some because we have the health savings account that's also covered partially with an insurance policy, I didn't shop around. I just went where the doc said.
Well, I actually I've talked to several physicians in the last couple of days, and every time I talk to them, if you know, they'll say, well, this procedure is not really covered, but if you have a health savings account, they usually allow it. Chiropractic health,
right.
Massages, those kind of
right.
things.
Dr. Danielle.
Yeah.
My wife sees Dr. Danielle, and we pay for that out of our health savings account.
Oh, because they don't pay for naturopaths.
No. Standard run-of-the-mill insurance will not pay for a naturopath.
Do they pay for a dental?
Yes. Any medical care you can pay for out of your health savings account. Eyeglasses, dental. I have a debit card that I carry in my wallet, and when I walk into the doctor's office, if the copay is $35, I hand them my debit card. They swipe it. The $35 comes out of our tax-deferred account, our tax-deferred medical savings account. And the nice thing about it is if you start this thing, we weren't fortunate enough to start it in our 20s, but if you start this thing in your 20s when you're healthy, you can have a pretty good chunk of change built up in it by the time you get old enough to start getting sick.
How much money does it take for you to get it?
It's
$20
a month.
How do you start it?
$20 a month.
Where? And just a better savings plan?
You can do it in a bank.
So how do you name it?
I have landlord friends of mine that it's done through their bank. And it's set up through their bank, and there's through a bank and an insurance company.
So how do you set it up? What's the process? Give me the steps. 1, 2, 3.
Well, I'm not sure how you set it up through your bank. I've never had to do that. Ours is set up through my wife's employer. It was one of the options on our health insurance plan. And the nice thing about it when it started was the standard PPO plan at the time, our share of that was like $300 a month.
Go ahead.
And our share was like $300 a month for a PPO, and it was like $60 a month for a high deductible with a health savings account. So we put the other $300 a month in the health savings account, spent the same amount of money. At the time, we weren't having any medical claims, really. So, you know, the account built up over time. I don't know. There's several thousand dollars in there now.
Now, can you use it for anything else, for emergencies or anything else?
Yes,
outside of medical?
Anything medical.
No, I'm sorry, non-medical.
No. No, you can't. It's got to be for medical.
So it has to be for medical?
It has to be for medical.
Okay.
Prescriptions?
Okay.
Anything medical.
Now, so now, if you
now
you,
a
if
lot
you set
of
up
these
an account and you have, say, $20,000 in it.
Right.
And something happens and say you die.
Right.
Where does that money go?
It's part of your estate. You get to keep it. See, the beauty of that is, say there's $30,000. We're always talking about the high cost of long-term care insurance.
Right.
If you've got enough money in that account that you can self-insure that first year of long-term care, the premium on that long-term care insurance policy goes way through the floor.
No, not when you're old.
Yes.
No.
If you can self-insure the first year, so they don't have to pay till after. Say you've got $30,000 in there, and it's $30,000 a year for the.
No,
yes.
It's $5,500 a month.
Depends where you go.
That's not the high end one. That's the modest end one. It's $5,500 a month.
Okay, so if you can self-insure for 6 months.
Okay.
Look at how much the cost of that policy is going to go down.
That policy is not going to go down if you're in there.
But no, they don't start paying until you're already there for 6 months.
Yeah, but it's not going to go down.
Yes, it will.
No.
Because the majority.
Why do you think it's going to go down?
Because a lot of people are dead within 6 months of walking into one.
No,
of those.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
Not today. They don't die. They just stay there. They don't go down. Because you have to be indigent. Then they start selling off your assets. Skilled nursing, we're going to talk about that.
People,
I promise you.
A lot
they,
of people
they
in
make you indigent
homes,
before they actually give you a dime.
But what I'm saying. No, Tracy.
Your policy.
No. I'm talking about a long-term care policy.
Right.
You have a private long-term care policy that you started paying for when you were, say, 60 years old. Okay? And when you buy that policy, you say, listen, I will self-insure the first 6 months. So I have to be in this skilled nursing facility for more than 6 months before you start paying a dime.
Do you have facts on that? Because I think you're wrong.
Yes, I do.
I think you're wrong.
I'll have to dig them up, but I have them, yes. Because we've already discussed this with our insurance agent.
And the insurance company was negotiable with you if you had 6 months up front?
Because it's just like car insurance. The higher your deductible, the cheaper your insurance gets. If you carry, say you're driving a $25,000 car and you got a $10,000 deductible, the collision insurance on that car is going to be dirt cheap because they've only got to pay $10,000 for a $20,000 car.
I don't see that happen with long-term care.
It does because they're counting. The longer they don't have to pay, the less likely they are to have to pay, so the premium goes down.
I don't think so.
Let's ask the doc.
It makes sense.
It makes sense. I just don't see insurance companies making sense. You have Sarah Michael. She's on one.
It makes sense.
Turn all the way up.
Your insurance premiums. Am I hot here?
No.
She should be up now.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
All right. Yeah, it makes sense. You know, if you look at the health insurance policies, if you have, you know, we have people who have $2,000-$3,000 deductibles, and their premiums, you know, what they're paying out of their paycheck or what they're paying each month to the insurance company is much lower than those who have no deductible and, let's say, you know, a $20-$10 copay.
But skilled nursing is something different. Long-term health care. Is something different. Now, you may have if you have a large deductible, your premiums go way down when you're paying. But it doesn't go way. It doesn't, let me say it goes down, but it doesn't go way down. If you get it at 60, he said 60 years old.
Right. Well, I think you know.
It's an
insurance policy.
Yeah, it's a factor.
It would make sense that the insurance company is going to go, well, I don't have to pay for this, so you don't have to pay as much to us.
But they go by actuaries.
You know, it's kind of a betting game with the insurance companies. You're betting that at some point you're going to need it, so you're paying the premium, and they're betting that you're never going to use it, and they get to keep your money.
I've never seen them negotiate like that.
But it's not a negotiation. It's a cost.
Yeah.
It's just a cost. It's a deductible. it's just like car insurance. It works. Health insurance works the same way on the private market. If you can self-insure, if you can self-insure the first $50,000, a health insurance policy is dirt cheap.
I'll let you go with it. I'm not going to fight you on it. I just don't see them being that lenient when I at 50 years old.
Well, they're just going to go to their actuarial tables, and they're going to say the average person at 60 years old is going to be in a nursing home this long. And they're going to go on averages. And if the average person 60 years old is in a nursing home for 10 months and you're going to pay for the first six, well, we're only going to have to pay for this for 4 months.
On average.
On average.
Right. And
it's a gamble. It's
right.
It's,
right. And the policy price would vary, too. You know, if you've got a 60-year-old person versus a 20-year-old person buying that same policy, the premiums are going to be different.
Right.
You're probably still going to have really high premiums at age 60 versus what you would at 20, but you're still, if you're getting a higher deductible, if you're paying up front, if you're showing that the insurance company's not going to have to fork out money, I would say they're likely to negotiate those terms.
So
they're going to have a sliding scale.
So that $60,000 is actually going to
you would start paying, instead of the insurance company writing a check to the long-term care facility,
right,
you would take your debit card from your health savings account, and every month they would debit your card
right.
$5,500 until the account goes to zero.
Okay.
Those who can afford to buy.
What was that?
That's you. Hey, listen, I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. It's 26 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and I hope you're having a good day here on the 13th of November. Can you believe it? We'll see you in a minute.
Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
You're listening to the new home for the Sean Hannity Radio Show, News Talk 600 WSOM.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor, Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley and read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
From the first shots fired at the Battle of Concord in 1775, this great country was founded on personal freedom and the private ownership of firearms. In keeping with that tradition, National Armory is working hard to support your Second Amendment rights. Visit National Armory, now at the old Buckeye Firearms location, in Streetsboro, Austintown, and Rogers.
You'll be in room 327.
We were with Keisha when she got extra savings on her hotel room.
We were with Ken with the installation of a replacement battery.
San Antonio, here I come.
We were with Jeff when he created his online triptych routing.
And we'll be there with you.
Who are we? We're AAA. If you're already a member, renew. Not a member? Join and save $10 on a new membership through December 31st at AAA.com or stop by any nearby office. AAA, we're always with you.
Why should you pay more when your furnace breaks down after 5 p.m.? Ainsley Heating and Cooling won't penalize you for broken equipment no matter when it happens by doing what it takes to ensure your complete satisfaction. At Ainsley Heating and Cooling, we don't charge you any unnecessary fees. No overtime, no diagnostic, and no trip charges. That's right, same price, day or night. Weekends, too. Call Ainsley Heating and Cooling now at 330-637-1911 or AinsleyHTG.com.
The Cumulus Health Club and Dr. Wahib present today's health tip.
Being pregnant is an exciting and nervous time, but it's also a great opportunity to get the best medical care for you and your developing baby. Here are some important things you need to consider in choosing an OBGYN that's right for you. Any OBGYN that you see should be board certified. You should also ask about their level of experience in case your pregnancy becomes high risk. Another factor in choosing the right doctor is whether or not the person you're considering has hospital rights in the hospital where you're choosing to give birth. Also important is whether the doctor keeps weekend and evening hours in case of an emergency. Take your time and do your research. Finding the right OBGYN for you during your pregnancy will ease your mind and help toward delivering a healthy baby.
Today's health tip has been brought to you by Dr. Samir Wahib, recognized for providing outstanding medical and surgical care and specializing in women's health. Call 330-779-3901.
Here at Pet Spa Salon on Western Reserve Road, we offer many services to our customers' pets, including bathing, grooming, nail trimming, and we even brush, bathe, and trim cats. Pet Spa Salon uses only all natural products. With 35 years experience in the business, our expert staff works slowly and gently to put even the most fidgety pets at ease. Come into Pet Spa Salon and get your fur baby looking and feeling great. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 1122 Western Reserve Road. Call for an appointment.
If you love the food and the homemade traditions of the Amish community, then the Valley Marketplace on South Avenue in Boardman is something you need to know about. From fresh baked breads and pies, fresh fruit and produce, to Amish-made furniture and gifts, the Valley Marketplace on South Avenue in Boardman, right next to the Georgetown. Visit us online at thevalleymarketplace.com. Open Thursday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Friday, 9 to 8, and Saturday, 8 to 4. Shop early on Saturday till 10 p.m. and take 5% off select foods and items.
Today in our community, families are struggling to meet their basic needs. The Northeast Ohio Four Dealers, your local Rotary Club, and Cumulus Radio of Youngstown are partnering with Operation Warm again this year to put new winter coats on children in need in our community. To date, we've provided several thousand coats in our community, but we need more. Donate what you can to Operation Warm. Every dollar donated stays right here in our community. More information is available at the Four Dealers website, Drive1Ohio.com. The coats you provide through donations to Operation Warm will be distributed throughout our community through your local Rotarians. Studies have shown that just by giving a child a coat, they stand a little taller. Their grades improve. The goodness trickles down through the community. You can donate in honor of someone or in memory of someone. What a great way to show you care. The Northeast Ohio Four Dealers, local Rotary Clubs, and Cumulus Radio of Youngstown are asking you to contribute to Operation Warm this season.
The women of Warren and the surrounding areas now have a choice for affordable glamour. Charlie's Consignment Boutique on East Market Street in Warren has a fine selection of reasonably priced women's clothing, as well as clothes for men and children. You'll also find a great selection of shoes for everyone. Our consignment shop stocks jewelry and accessories and cosmetics by Mary Kay. Charlie's Consignment Boutique in Warren. Call 330-766-5778 now to schedule a complimentary facial. 408 East Market Street in Warren.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Hey, we're back. And you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. It is 34 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and I hope you're having a good lunch today. And Six and I are still in the studio. I was a little late today, but Dr. Danielle's here. And she's not, we really, you know, we talked about her being a naturopath. We talked about what that is. But what we have not asked is, how did she become it? I mean, people go to school for a lot of things, but a lot of people don't go to school to become a naturopath. And I want to ask her tell her story about how you actually became a naturopath. What led you this way?
It was mostly my own experience in the medical community. I had from about second grade on into my 20s had very chronic urinary tract infections. As a matter of fact, in my 20s, especially after I had my first child, it was every month, sometimes twice a month. I was always on an antibiotic. Of course, the antibiotics caused some other infection that I needed an antibiotic for. And I had asked more than one time, what causes this? You know, what am I doing that's causing this? And I asked again, probably after a six-month run of nonstop antibiotics. I would just get off the antibiotic run and, don't you know it, there's another one. And the doctor looked me square in the eye, and she said, well, you're just one of those people that's prone to it. You're going to have to deal with it. And I went, okay, you're fired. And I kind of started doing my own research at that point. I said, there's got to be a better way. There's got to be something. It's, you know, it's not normal to have infections like this. And I found a couple of things. I stopped drinking sodas. I cut out all the sugars. I cut out gluten, which turned out to be an allergen for me. And I put myself on a regimen of cranberry supplements. And that was when I was 23, almost 20 years ago. And I have not had a serious bladder infection, urinary tract infection since then. But about 5 years ago, and this is kind of, you know, I had from that point of getting off of the antibiotics and relieving not having the urinary tract infections, I had continued to study herbs and natural medicine and just kind of old wives' tales, you know, anything I could find. And but about 5 years ago, I was in a very stressful situation. I was transitioning from jobs, transitioning from relationship, and really working myself, you know, burning the candle at both ends, as they say. And my adrenal glands began to shut down. And I would not wish that on anyone. If adrenal fatigue is horrible in itself, you have no energy. I had a migraine for about 2.5 months. There were days when I didn't get out of bed, when it took all of my energy to walk 20 feet from my bed to my bathroom and back, and sometimes I didn't make it back. I laid down on the bathroom floor because I just didn't have the energy. And you just feel weak, and you feel sick, and you feel really depressed after a time because you just can't, you know, like the mind is still going, but the body's not keeping up. And I went to a holistic doctor in Cleveland, and she started me on a very strict diet and a few herbs and a couple of other dietary supplements. And within 2 weeks, my migraine was gone. And if that may not sound like much to some people, but when you have a migraine where you're nauseous and it hurts to move, and the light hurts, and sound hurts, and you just want to curl up underneath of a rock and have everybody leave you alone, the best day in the world is the first day you don't have one. And so as I started to recover from that, I thought, you know, I really love how well this works, and the medical doctors had told me, well, there's nothing wrong with you. Well, you're just depressed. Well, yeah, I'm depressed. I got no energy. My head hurts all the time. Of course I'm depressed.
Wow.
You know? And so there was no real answer. And I said, there's got to be an answer. There's something going on here. My body's trying to tell me something. Somebody tell me how to interpret it. And so going through that process and healing with natural medicine really kind of spurred me. And I thought about it for years going back to school. I'm classically trained in business. I have an accounting degree. I have a master's in business administration. And I just thought, you know, I'm good at business. I like business, but I hate being in the business. I want to do something else. And I love helping people. And so after I got well, I thought, you know what, I'm just going to go back to school because I want to learn. And I didn't really do it to get into the business. I thought, I'm just going to do it because I want to. I have skills that will give me a career, and I, you know, that's fine. I just want to learn. And I had this great opportunity to work with Dr. Cecil as his office manager. And as I got my different certifications, he allowed me to use those certifications and kind of build while I was learning. So that was cool. I got to take what I was learning and apply it right away. And about halfway through the certificate program I was taking, of course, the administration office at the schools always call you up and go, hey, do you want to further your education? And they had a PhD program at the Global College of Natural Medicine, which they're now closed, but that's where I started out. And I said, well, you know, I think I would like to do that. I would like to just learn more. I love to learn. And the cool thing was that as I was learning, I was getting to apply it, and I realized that I really liked applying it. So I said, well, yeah, you know, I'd like to be in the PhD program. I'd like to do that. And so they put me into that program. And essentially what it is, it's a medical program. And, you know, your medical doctors go through 4 years of pre-med, and then they go 4 years of medical school, and that's essentially what I had. So being a business major, there were some classes I didn't have that didn't cross over. So I had to take the pre-med classes that I didn't get in college, and then you know, take the medical classes. And I'll be done December 21st.
She came in saying, I'll be done in December. I've got less than a month. I'll be
done.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's exciting. But what's even more important to me than that, really, was having the opportunity to not only see for myself and recognize that this form of medicine works, was getting to apply the new knowledge that I was getting when I went back to school and share that with other people and see it change their lives. Working with diabetics I worked with a type 1 diabetic. He's kind of fallen off the program now, but I worked with him for about 6 months. And within 4 months, he went from, I believe it was 125 units of insulin a day, down to half of that.
Okay. Wow.
And that's type 1, which they tell you can't reverse.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, if you're diabetic and you're on insulin and you need less insulin, your pancreas is starting to work. It's reversing. You know, it's just things like that. You know, Grace, and she's one of my favorite testimonials. This woman is in her 70s. We met her at the Arthritis Foundation. And when I met her, she could barely walk with a walker. She was on medication every day, and on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being nothing and 10 being I'm ready to curl up and die, pain, she, on medication, put her pain level at about a 12 every single day.
Yeah, most of them are like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, she, it took a few months. I want to say it was probably 6 or 8 months. And she
But it was all in diet?
We did diet. We did some juicing, which, again, it's still food.
It's still dieting.
Right. It's still,
I mean,
it's still
nutrition.
Right. It's still food. And a couple of herbs. Couple of herbals and as teas, so it's still food. You know, you're not taking a pill; it's just food. And about 8 months into it, she came to me and she said, "When we started out, she had two goals: she wanted to get out of pain, and she wanted to reduce her meds." kind of go hand in hand. You reduce your pain, you need less meds, right? So about 8 months in, she came into the office, and she wasn't actually seeing me. She was seeing Dr. Cecil that day, and she said, I have to tell you something. And she's all excited. She's glowing. The woman's always glowing, but, like, extra glowing today. And she says, I cut my pain medication in half, and I was able to get my leg up onto the tub to shave this morning. And I like, my whole insides jumped for her. I was, like, ready, you know, all right, let's do a happy dance, you know. So now it's been a little over a year. And I saw her a couple of months ago for a follow-up, and she's now off of her medication. She's no longer walking with a walker. She uses her cane very rarely, and she now has new goals. You know, she's met her goals of reducing her medication and reducing her pain. She's a Native American, and she's an elder. And, you know, every year they do the powwows and they do that. And she said, my goal next year is to be able to dance again.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. 843 in South Carolina, your mic is on.
Wow, that's an amazing story. That's an amazing story. And all because, all due to diet?
It was all food. All food. We
reduce the food or change the kind of food you eat?
Well, a little bit of both.
And how you eat it.
Yeah. You know, most of us combine our foods improperly because the standard American diet teaches us to do that. Most of us eat entirely too much animal protein.
Forget you.
I know.
Steak and potatoes.
I just made a whole lot of people mad. Don't take away my steak.
You must be looking in my truck right now. Where is it?
No, she saw what I ate for lunch.
She's been talking to my wife.
You know, and here's the interesting thing. So many of us have food intolerances or allergies that we don't know about, and those allergies create inflammation in the body. When we reverse those allergies, and it can be done, I just finished a 90-day clinical study, and we did it. When you're eating the right foods for your body in the right proportions, the right combinations, and eliminating the right foods at the right times and adding in the right foods at the right times, your body knows how to use that food. And the cool thing is we were designed to be well. So when we feed the body what we're designed to run on, the way we're designed to run on it, we get better.
So now let me ask this, because, see, it is very, very expensive,
extremely expensive,
and that's out the budget.
I hear that a lot.
And even the initial investment, and I know they say, well, your health is worth so much more than just money alone, if you have it. But if you're on a limited budget and you're trying to eat the right way, but I don't know if you saw the price of an apple lately. You know, and if you and see, I've gotten to the place where I like organic.
There's a paradigm shift that needs to occur here, because with the food,
right,
we've got organics and we got commercially grown foods, right?
Right.
That's kind of the marketing that we get. All right. So let's talk about commercial foods first. Commercial foods are basically grown in the same soil every single year, and they deplete the same nutrients out of that soil every single year, and it's never put back.
I think she's missing my point, but go ahead.
I'm getting there, I promise.
All right.
I promise. All right. So not only that, but commercial foods are subsidized. Most commercial farmers get subsidies from the government, so we're paying for that with our tax money. We've paid for it once.
You're paying for it a couple times.
Right. Now we go to the grocery store, and we purchase this food that we've already paid for with our tax money. We pay for it again with our after-tax money.
Right.
At the checkout counter. Now, this food is nutritionally depleted. It's usually laden with pesticides. Much of it is genetically modified, so the chemical structure of that plant's been changed and our body doesn't recognize it. And then we develop disease, and we pay for it again at the doctor's office. There's the total cost. Now, if I go to buy a bag of commercial apples, it's about $3.99 at Giant Eagle for a 5-pound bag of apples.
Right.
If I go over to the organic section and I buy a 5-pound bag of apples, it's $5.99. Do you know why it's $5.99? Because I didn't pay for it in my taxes already.
Okay.
As a farm background, I have to disagree with that.
I was going to say
all farmers are eligible for the same subsidies.
Organic
my
or
next
not.
Door neighbor, my next yes they are. My next door neighbor, my mom and dad's next door neighbors, they milk cows and they ran an organic dairy farm for years, and they got the same crop subsidies that everybody else did.
By and large, the organic farms are not subsidized.
And that may be just a matter of size.
Well,
because the average organic farmer is more like a backyard gardener kind of guy. Very few large scale organic operations. There are very few.
Well, because it's cost prohibitive to do very large scale organic. You have to. And there's so much work that goes into the soil and into making sure that the conditions are right to get quality food organically without getting genetically modified.
I mean, have you been to Whole Foods?
I have been to Whole Foods. I don't particularly shop at Whole Foods.
Whole Foods is like, I mean, seriously, you need to have you need to make some serious money to shop at Whole Foods.
Well, don't shop at Whole Foods. There are other alternatives. You
Where?
Can go to farmers markets. Now, you have to ask when you go to the farmers markets. You have to ask, is it organic?
Most of them. When I go to the farmers market, I do a lot of work with the odors.
Yep.
A lot of them are, organic foods, but and the odors over at the Valley Marketplace is pretty good, but overall, it is. I mean, your grocery bill swells with berries.
I mean, I'll be honest. I don't grow organic at my house for my garden. I fertilize. I'm not opposed to using Roundup.
We'll have to have a conversation about Roundup then, because if you knew what I knew, you would.
But can't you just rinse it off? I mean, can't you just, like,
No, because even though you're spraying that on the plant, it's dripping down off of the plant into the soil.
But the thing is, you can't spray Roundup on your vegetables. It will kill your vegetables.
That's why they're genetically modifying the products. So that
Yeah, you can get BT corn.
Exactly. Do you know what BT does? Do you know what it is?
Yeah, it's they've taken a gene from another plant that was Roundup tolerant, and they've infused it into the corn.
No, BT is actually an insecticide, and they've genetically modified the corn to have this BT in it. So when the insect comes along and they eat the corn,
we got to have the debate.
Hold on.
Then,
because I'm still trying to get it.
I know. I'm trying to tell you.
I make $30,000 and I'm trying to feed a family of three.
Mm-hmm.
And $30,000, and I have my bills. I go to the grocery store and I'm trying to eat a little bit better. But see, better is trying to eat just vegetables.
No, it's not actually. I mean, that's what most people say.
Even if I'm eating less meat, but if I'm putting more greens and vegetables and fruits into my diet, it's better than eating McDonald's potato chips.
And I'm
trying to eat better,
right?
Because that's the average better for the average American.
Fair enough.
And so my question is, when we're talking about juicing,
mm-hmm.
do you know how much it costs to juice a whole half gallon of orange juice?
Well, no, because I never juice a whole half gallon of orange juice at once. And there's a couple of reasons, and that has to do with the mechanisms of juicing. But let me tell you this. Almost everyone that I work with says to me at the very beginning, it's too expensive to do this. And here's the reality. Yes, when you first start switching over to whole, raw, fresh, organic, as much as you possibly can, fruits and vegetables, yes, it costs more money. Why? Because usually by the time you do that, you already have disease and your body needs a lot more. So you're still hungry because your body's asking for something. As you go along and your body heals, you don't need as much because your body has everything that it needs, and so it requires less to sustain it than it did to build it back up.
Okay.
Now, I switched over a little over 5 years ago. I began the transition, and then when I got sick,
Are you a vegetarian?
I am not vegetarian.
Okay.
I'm not vegetarian. Vegetarian doesn't work well for people like me. I'm an O blood type, and we got to have some meat.
Okay.
A vegetarian does work well for other people, and there are a number of factors in that. But my oldest daughter just moved out about a week ago.
Right.
All right. So for the last 5 years, I've spent approximately $50 a week on groceries. Maybe a little bit more.
For three. Okay.
For three. Over the last year, it did go up. Now we're doing about 100, and that's because there are some other health issues that we're dealing with my husband.
Okay.
All right. But on average, I'm spending, for a family of three, I was spending between $2 and $2.50 a month on food. Why? Because I didn't buy the processed stuff. I didn't go into the aisles and buy that. I stuck with
the perimeter.
And I went to the grocery store a couple of times a week. The reason I did that is because if you go once a week and you buy produce, by the time you hit Friday, what you bought on Saturday is gone to waste. So there's
most
a waste
time.
Of money there. I planned out my meals. When you plan out, you've got kind of a plan of attack then, and you can make a list from your menus, go in and spend very little on meals because you know exactly what you're doing. Now, when I say exactly what you're doing, there is a learning curve there. There is a learning curve because many times people are not familiar with a lot of the foods that are in the produce section. You know, kohlrabi, for example, is a celery-type food, and you cook it like cabbage. But if I told somebody to go get kohlrabi and eat it, they go, what is that? Where do I find that?
And where would you find it?
Right, and where do you find it? So there is a learning curve. And that's something that I work with my patients. I understand that there's a learning curve. It's really rare for someone to come in and go, cold turkey, here it is. And usually the people who do that are very ill. They're like, I'm at the end of my wits and I'm going to do whatever it takes to just feel better. People who come in who are less ill have more tolerable symptoms. They usually go in phases. So we'll start by making sure that they're adequately hydrated. Or eliminating allergen foods. If you're eating something that creates an immune system in the body and kicks up inflammation, it's just going to keep perpetuating it if you keep eating it. So we eliminate the allergen foods.
How do you know? Let me take my break because I've got to go back to this cost thing. Mm-hmm. I'm still trying to tell you that it's expensive to eat fresh fruits, let alone organic fresh fruits, and then the juice of fresh fruits or fresh vegetables. I bought a pomelo the other day. It was $2.49 for one.
Where are you shopping?
Pomegranates, buck a piece.
That's because it's Christmas. They'll be back up to $2.50 before it's over with. And then you got
stuff
all over the place.
She's bought some pomegranates for $2.50 a piece.
That's what I mean. They're good for you. I understand. But they get red stuff all over the place.
But you know, there's one thing.
What?
And I got blindsided by this because we started into it. Most of the stuff on that list is growable in my garden.
Oh, Sticks, that's just too much. I ain't growing stuff in the back. You're out of your mind. The number is 347-945-5229. Listen, I'm going to take a break, and I'll be right back.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit. for those who need inpatient care, Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
The women of Warren and the surrounding areas now have a choice for affordable glamour. Charlie's Consignment Boutique on East Market Street in Warren has a fine selection of reasonably priced women's clothing, as well as clothes for men and children. You'll also find a great selection of shoes for everyone. Our consignment shop stocks jewelry and accessories and cosmetics by Mary Kay. Charlie's Consignment Boutique in Warren. Call 330-766-5778 now to schedule a complimentary facial. 408
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for afternoons with Tracy and friends.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. President Obama refuses to make any changes to the Affordable Care Act, but Congress might. House Republicans are planning to vote this week on legislation which would allow Americans to keep their existing health insurance plans through the end of 2014 without penalty. Speaker John Boehner.
We're going to move the bill through the House this week. I'm kind of optimistic that the Senate begins starting to see some momentum over there to move a similar bill.
A top White House aide, meanwhile, was grilled by House Democrats behind closed doors.
A top White House official was called to the Capitol for a closed-door meeting of House Democrats to face angry questions about when the website would be fixed and what the administration will do about thousands of people who are finding their existing insurance policies canceled. Democrats are facing a Friday deadline when they have to decide whether to vote for a Republican bill to let people keep the policies they have.
ABC's Vic Ratner at the Capitol. Yes, he's bought illegal drugs in the past year, but no, he isn't an addict, and he isn't stepping down. That's what Toronto Mayor Rob Ford told his city council today.
I've said it over and over and over again. I am sincerely sorry for embarrassing you, everyone in this council chamber, everyone in the city. I apologize. I don't know what I did. I made a mistake. I am human.
The council's debating a motion that would ask Ford, who has admitted to smoking crack and to getting drunk, to take a leave of absence. Aid agencies scrambling to get emergency care to victims of Typhoon Haiyan.
There is what's been set up called a one-stop shop set up by the UN and with the government of the Philippines, and that is the coordinating body that is where all of the relief that's coming from CARE and other organizations is channeled through.
And that's Holly Solberg of the group CARE USA. The Dow is up 1 point. The NASDAQ is doing somewhat better. It's up 22 points. This is ABC News.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability? How about low libido or weight gain? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to get relief from these problems. But you're in luck, because Ambryn can help you balance hormones and relieve your hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, and other symptoms of menopause. And now you can finally lose weight. Yes, even that stubborn body fat with Ambryn Weight Loss, a powerful new product that will help you get the results you want. So you can finally lose the weight and all those other awful menopause symptoms. Call now and ask how you can get your free sample of Ambryn Weight Loss. Just call 1-800-210-4432. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call Ambryn right now, 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. 1-800-210-4432.
You may get a nice surprise the next time you fill up. Gas prices dropped 7 cents a gallon last week. ABC's Richard Davies says there's reason to believe that trend may continue.
Gas prices are now at a 33-month low, which may free up money for motorists to spend on other things, just as the holiday shopping season is getting underway. A gallon costs about 25 cents less than this time last year. Analysts say prices may fall more because of a glut in supply. Refiners are reacting to growing U.S. shale oil production, making diesel for thirsty overseas markets. Gasoline is produced in the process. Richard Davies, ABC News.
An anti-discrimination group wants a high school in Thermal, California to replace its mascot, a mean-looking Middle Eastern man with a scarf on his head known as the Arab. Superintendent Darrell Adams says the high school's mascot was never intended to ridicule anyone. The Desert Sun newspaper says the school district will take up the issue at a special meeting on Friday. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Introducing the Krill Omega Super Formula, a cutting-edge combination of...
Today in our community, families are struggling to meet their basic needs. The Northeast Ohio Ford dealers, your local Rotary Club, and Cumulus Radio of Youngstown are partnering with Operation Warm again this year to put new winter coats on children in need in our community. To date, we've provided several thousand coats in our community, but we need more. Donate what you can to Operation Warm. Every dollar donated stays right here in our community. More information is available at the Ford dealers' website, drive1ohio.com. The coats you provide through donations to Operation Warm will be distributed throughout our community through your local Rotarians. Studies have shown that just by giving a child a coat, they stand a little taller. Their grades improve. The goodness trickles down through the community. You can donate in honor of someone or in memory of someone. What a great way to show you care. The Northeast Ohio Ford dealers, local Rotary clubs, and Cumulus Radio of Youngstown are asking you to contribute to Operation Warm this season.
Fit Family. Unique. Individualized. And promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Only a Garmin newbie gives you real directions. It's just like driving with a friend who tells you exactly where to turn by pointing out easy-to-see landmarks, buildings, and intersections, like turn left after the gas station. Get a Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This could cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest price. Prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-390-9323 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-390-9323. Call 800-390-9323. That's 800-390-9323. Again, 800-390-9323.
If it comes up, it goes out. Live weekdays from noon to 3. Listen to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that covers the valley issues that matter to you, plus global topics and news of the day. Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Well, hello there, good people. This is your happy polka pal, Larry Walk.
And your happy polka gal, Diana Walk.
Inviting you to tune in our Happy Polka Land show, now heard here at AM 600, WSOM, every Sunday afternoon, 1 to 4 p.m.
It's the musical antidepressant, featuring a custom blend of the latest in polka releases, as well as the polka picks from the past.
That's Larry Walk's Happy Polka Land, now heard here at AM 600, WSOM. Tune in for instant happiness.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
have that run-down feeling? Does your head go reeling? Are you nervous, jumpy, or on edge? Is it neuritis, neuralgia, head cold, distress? Maybe it's your sinus drainage. Do you have tired blood, beriberi, or maybe you're a little overweight? You better make a correction in all this infection. Just send in $1.98. Get rid of that running nose, that nagging cough, that sneeze, that wheeze. Other injuries, take the wonder drug that cures all your
ears. Hey, I'm back. Take Jen. You're listening to Tracy and Friends, I think, on WSOM AM 600. And in studio with me, I have Dr. Danielle, and, you know, she comes on with us once a month to talk about holistic medicine. She's a naturopath. But I got Sticks in studio with me, and we got to talk. What is that?
You can Jeremiah Peabody's pills.
Can you tell the difference when I'm here home alone when... What?
Doc liked it. She was over here laughing.
It was pretty funny.
Listen to what I'm playing. You're playing what?
Jeremiah Peabody's pills. We got the doc in here, so I thought I'd
Jeremiah,
play some doctor music.
It was funny.
Jeremiah
Peabody's pills.
Put that back on again. Where in the world did you find it?
Ray Stevens.
You country people will sing about anything, won't you?
You don't know who Ray Stevens is. Remember the streak?
Before my time.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
Jeez, oh, man.
I remember the streak.
Ahab the A-Lab.
You got any natural wonders for people that have shingles?
You know, shingles is a virus.
I know.
And so there are a couple of things that we can do with that.
What? I need a remedy real quick.
All right. Well, let me preface this by saying that this is not specific to the person that you're discussing.
That's
because
right.
I haven't seen that person. But there's a couple things that we can do.
What can you eat?
Well, garlic and onions are great.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, those are fantastic for boosting the immune system and helping the body to fight the viruses, particularly red onions, which have antiviral properties. Also, dark leafy greens are full of magnesium, calcium, phosphorus, and get you some zinc. Pumpkin seeds, strawberries, kiwis, those are all high in zinc. Those are very important to the immune system to be able to fight it off. There are also herbs, OSHA root, and it's spelled just like it sounds, just like the
Occupational Safety and Health Administration.
Yeah, it's spelled just like that. And OSHA root is actually, it's really cool. I could go on about the properties of OSHA root, but it is a very good antiviral herb. We use it for flus. We use it for, actually one of the girls in my office had shingles last year, and we used it for her to help boost her immune system. Along with garlic.
It's an ugly virus.
It is, and it's very painful because it attacks the nervous system. So along with the antiviral things that we would do, we would also do things to help calm the nervous system, things like St. John's wort, chamomile tea, lavender.
Get a pen.
Let's see, what else can we do? Nervines. Blue vervain is a great nervine. Blue vervain.
OSHA root and blue vervain.
Yes.
What is a blue vervain?
Blue vervain is an herb.
Where do you get this at?
I.
What do y'all get? What do y'all shop at?
Most of them are in my garden. I also, Cindy's has some.
Okay,
yeah,
Cindy's,
she has some in the back. I go to Moonhawk Herbals in Vienna to get most of my
herbals, and so I need to go get them to advertise because we just gave them plugs. Moonhawk over
yes.
in Vienna.
Yes,
and
great Cindy's. People. Talk to Debbie and Ron over there.
Okay.
Cindy's has some bulk herbs in the back. I usually get things like kelp and spirulina from her. Most of the herbs that she has there are culinary herbs. They're not really
okay.
the ones I use medicinally. The Emerald Chalice on Elm Road also carries organic
more.
Good herbs. Yes.
You got anything over here in Mahoning County?
No, because I'm over there.
Well, you're going to have to do some.
No. You've got my wife drinking dandelion root tea.
Yes.
Well, I like dandelion
tea. And I told her, I says, well, shoot, next spring we don't have to buy any more of this. I'll just go out there and dig them up and throw them in a dehydrator.
Yeah. Pop the root.
And she said, you can't do that.
You can't. Oh,
hell yeah.
See that? Actually, dandelions.
That we're saving another couple of bucks.
Dandelions are absolutely, dandelion greens are absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
But I cook them in bacon.
And there's different uses for the different parts of the plants. The leaves are actually very good for the liver and as a general digestive tonic, but the roots are good as antiviral and to support the gallbladder and the pancreas.
Hold on.
There you go. Now your mom... Sorry.
You can't help it. 506, no. Local call, your mic is on.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. Unfortunately, I'm driving, and I'm starting to lose you on my radio station. If you could just give me the information of your guest, it's phenomenal, and I'm just thrilled, but I don't know who she is or anything.
Dr. Danielle, where can they find you, Dr. Danielle?
I'm actually in Warren, Niles Warren area on 46, kind of catacorner across from the Sheets there in the Adgates Plaza. We're at DC Chiropractic and Wellness Center. We actually have a big sign out now. We got our new sign. My name's on it. I did the happy dance. It feels real now. If you want to give us a call, 330-505-3515. We're also online at ohiodcchiro.com.
OhioDCChiro.com. I'm driving. So
OhioDCChiro. CHIRO.com.
And will that...
Yep, I think we just lost him.
But not only did we lose him on the radio, we lose him on the phone. He's driving out in the sticks.
Like I said, I'm going to lose you. Anyhow, I'll let you go, but terrific show. Enjoy the programming and terrific guest.
And thank you so much.
Thank you. All righty.
Hold
bye-bye.
On. 544. Yeah. Hey, listen, if you need to find that information out again, if you want to give me a call at 330-720-0000, I'll give you all that information.
What was the last four, Tracy?
0000.
Got it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
When I get back in range, I'll give you a buzz.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
440, your mic is on.
Yeah, it sounds pretty interesting what you're saying, but you haven't said how you actually take all these herbs. I mean, do you mix them in a beer? Do you smash them up?
Darling, we're going to go vodka. No, how we administer the herbs, again, varies from person to person, the ailment, and exactly what's going on with that person. I have some patients that I'll give homeopathic remedies to. Those homeopathic remedies are based, they have a milk base. Some people I'll give tinctures to. They have an alcohol base. Some I will give teas to. That's a water base. It really depends on the person, what that person needs, and their tolerability. I typically won't give my diabetic patients homeopathic remedies because the milk glucose in those tablets shoots their sugar up. It really, honestly, a no-brainer, easy way to do it. You're never going to overdose. Have a tea. You can make a tea out of just about any herb, but the potency of that tea is less than some of the other concoctions that we make with the herbs. So if someone really needs extra support with something, I'm going to give them something a little more concentrated. They might do capsules. They might do the tinctures. We might do what's called a decoction, which is like it's kind of like when you make a wine-based sauce and you boil the wine down to reduce it, and it really intensifies the flavors. This does the same thing with the medicinal qualities.
Okay. Also, I'm in the middle of farm country, and a couple of farmers that do grow, you know, strictly, you know, without the engineered seeds and that, they said it's a lot harder to farm that way. And that's why another reason why it's more expensive. I mean, the yield is just not as good. Almost all the Amish are growing engineered corn, soybean, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
It's all engineered. They're all getting it. Everybody says, well, it's Amish. No. They're getting it from the same doggone companies, believe me. I see the signs all over. It's all engineered stuff.
Yeah, you can Right. You can still buy non-engineered seed, but the yields are just so much lower that you just can't make
it's terrible.
Money.
Yes, you're correct.
You know,
absolutely,
you're talking
correct,
the difference between 75 bushel corn, 75 bushels to the acre, and 200 bushel the acre.
Why do we need 200 bushels to the acre of corn? We can't possibly
eat that much
corn.
Family.
I get the economics there.
The big problem, Doc, one of the big problems we're dealing with now is the ethanol subsidy. We have to produce that much corn to maintain the price level at a price that the people that are buying it for food can afford to buy it, and the farmers can make money, because we're taking something like, I think it's something like 50% of the corn crop, and we're turning it into alcohol.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's even more than that, I think.
The burn in our cars, which destroys our engine.
You're right on the money.
Right. That's just one crop, you know, and I understand where you guys are going with that. I get the economics of that and how corn and soy are our top genetically modified crops.
Yeah, corn and beans. Beans are big on Roundup Ready.
Right. And here's the thing. Most of that is not being used for food, like you said. You know, that's not the same thing as the greens and the strawberries and the carrots and the beets, the things that we should be eating. We're eating a lot of corn and soy because it's in everything.
Oh, yeah, you can't.
Well, you can't get away from it.
I mean,
You can, but it's difficult.
Well, my wife's allergic to corn, and my wife's very thin, and everybody says, well, you're thin. Well, I'll tell you what, you start reading packages, you take corn out of your diet, you're going to stay thin. Because it's in everything. People don't realize high fructose corn syrup is corn. And anything that has OSE in the name, anything that has OSE in it is a corn product.
It's a sugar derivative. It doesn't necessarily come from corn. It can come from beets. It's a sugar derivative.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true, what you're saying about corn being in everything. That is very true. Same with soy. Soy is used as a filler in most of our processed packaged food, and even in some of the other less innocuous things like pastas.
Part of that is driven again by government regulate or government subsidy. We have a sugar subsidy, and the sugar subsidy drives the price of imported sugar up. So it's more economical to use corn syrup than it is to use sugar.
Well, the same way,
because if you go to Europe, all the stuff that we use corn syrup for has natural sugar in it. Yes.
I agree. I just found out we're going to start importing chickens pretty soon from China. I'm trying to figure out why. Ooh.
Parts is parts.
No,
well,
parts ain't parts when it comes.
I'm going to tell you what.
Where are you going?
I have to get off because I have to do some stuff, but I might call back later. But I'm going to try all the herbs, and I'm going to mix mine with wine, so we'll see how that works out.
Give me a call and let me know how that works.
Okay. The point that – and you made this point earlier, too, but the caller said about the yields. Yes, the genetically modified stuff yields more. It's not nutritionally sound. If I have a supplement that my body absorbs 10% of, in order to get 100% of what I need, I have to take 10 capsules of that.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Because my body's not absorbing it. It doesn't have the right nutrients. When you have foods that are not nutrient dense, you have to eat more of that food to get the fuel that you need.
Now, once again, my friend the geneticist tells me you take a kernel of GMO corn, you take a kernel of the old stuff, you run it through a spectrometer, it comes out exactly the same number.
I got to go take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends, and here on WSOM AM 600. It's 23 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock. We'll see you on the other side.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks.
Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax.
Fit Family. Unique. Individualized. And promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. An affidavit filed by the Drug Enforcement Administration details a year-long investigation into heroin trafficking in the Mahoning Valley and in western Pennsylvania. Several suspects will appear before a judge in U.S. District Court. Court documents show the alleged crime was led in Youngstown by Carlos Gonzalez. Officials say he would purchase heroin from New York, and the drug would be sold by several others from Youngstown area homes. Youngstown Councilwoman Janet Tarpley is joining the race for the 58th Ohio House District seat. She just filed nominating petitions to run as a Democrat. The House seat will become vacant when Representative Robert Hagen's term expires. His wife, Michelle Lepore Hagen, is running for the seat as well. And a woman paralyzed after a car crash last June is asking her friend, the driver of the car, to turn himself into police. Tayasha Taylor has been recovering since the accident. She says her friends have seen Charles Allen, the driver, around town. For WSOM News, I'm Heather Keegan.
When you or a loved one faces a challenge, you need services that only a dedicated and heartfelt professional can provide. Caring Hearts of the Valley will help when family and friends are unable to provide the necessary care that you or your loved one truly needs. Caring Hearts of the Valley offers dependability, true peace of mind, and pure joy to make life easier and allow you to live it to the absolute fullest. Life care services range from companion care and hygiene assistance to 24/7 home care, as well as elder care, skilled nursing services, and more. Kid Care from Caring Hearts of the Valley is compassionate, fully screened babysitter and nanny services, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Caring Hearts of the Valley, 6550 Seville Drive in Canfield, bringing more convenience, more dependability, and more peace of mind to you and your family. Call 330-531-6110, online at valleycaringhearts.com, and be sure to like us on Facebook and share with your friends. Caring Hearts of the Valley, touching lives, encouraging hearts.
Hey, Dad, how's it going?
I'm okay. I'm still a little sore.
You're lucky you didn't break something with that fall you took.
I'll be fine. Just need to watch where I'm going.
Dad, I wanted to talk to you about something that's been on my mind.
What's that, son?
Just hear me out. What do you think about moving to...
Not that retirement community thing again.
I went online and found out about Copeland Oaks. It's close by and looks like a great place.
No, not for me.
But, Dad, with Mom gone and you home by yourself, I just want to make sure you're okay.
I'm fine. I'm not ready for a nursing home.
Dad, it's not a nursing home. It's a retirement community with younger, active people just like you. It's not like it used to be. They have really nice apartments, even real homes in a neighborhood, plenty of activities, good food, and they've been around for a long time.
I don't know.
You can still do everything you normally do, only you have people around who can help if you need it.
Well, maybe.
You know, they've even got a stocked pond.
Now, that's the best thing I've heard yet.
Call 1-800-222-4640 or go to CopelandOaks.com. Copeland Oaks, a faith-based retirement community. People of all faiths welcome.
The women of Warren and the surrounding areas now have a choice for affordable glamour. Charlie's Consignment Boutique on East Market Street in Warren has a fine selection of reasonably priced women's clothing, as well as clothes for men and children. You'll also find a great selection of shoes for everyone. Our consignment shop stocks jewelry and accessories and cosmetics by Mary Kay. Charlie's Consignment Boutique in Warren. Call 330-766-5778 now to schedule a complimentary facial. 408 East Market Street in Warren. The Cumulus Health Club and Gillette Nursing Home in Warren present today's health tip.
Finding a good nursing home takes good research. Every year, health inspection data, staffing, and quality measures are collected on more than 15,000 nursing homes. This data is combined to come up with an overall ranking of 1 to 5 stars. To find the information you need about nursing homes in our area, go to Medicare.gov and click on the Nursing Home Compare tool. Then, print out the nursing home checklist and visit the homes that you're considering. And make sure to ask if they engage in person-centered care and consistent assignment. Person-centered care allows residents to set their own schedules. Consistent assignment means that the same staff members treat the same patients on each shift. This helps reduce mistakes and helps staff members to develop lasting relationships with their residents.
Today's health tip has been brought to you by Gillette Nursing Home in Warren. Our love is homespun. Visit us online at gillettenursing-home.com.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM, 347-945-5229, or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM, online at tracyandfriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
You know, there's some serious cultural clashes going on in here. Where do you find this stuff?
I grew up on this stuff. This is what was being played in my. This is what they played in my house at Christmas time.
Dr. Danielle, did you hear the same thing?
No. No, I didn't hear the same thing.
You didn't have this in your house?
I didn't. I mean, my grandparents, I was exposed to this. My grandparents listened to it. My uncles on that side of the family listened to it. But no, I'm a city kid. I'm from Miami, Florida. But Miami is a melting pot. You get exposed to everything there. Mostly everything.
Start Christmas music.
No, it's not.
Not yet.
No.
Day after Thanksgiving.
Local radio stations already advertising on TV. We're the Christmas music capital or Christmas music.
That's because it makes money.
Now wait a minute.
Boogie woogie, Santa Claus is coming to town. What?
Yeah, Santa Claus is coming in a boogie woogie choo choo train. What's wrong with that?
If your Santa comes on a choo choo train, you let me know, because most of the people, hey, cover your kids' ears just in case. Santa Claus usually comes off of overtime.
Now, when there was no snow, my mom told me I'm aiming it. When there was no snow, my mom used to tell me to come in a helicopter.
And babies come from storks.
Mm-hmm.
Who came up with that story?
I don't know, because I don't know any kid who doesn't recognize that there's a baby in mommy's belly.
I mean, where did that come from?
Well, then how did the stork get it out of your belly?
I mean, who started that? I mean, can you imagine?
I don't know.
I mean, who in the world would sit up and say babies came from a stork? And for a long time, parents really didn't talk about, you know, how babies
got
here.
I don't know. My mom told me I was found in a cabbage patch.
You know, you should have gotten some money on that. Because, you know, Cabbage Patch Kids was real big for a while there.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you what, my favorite line out of a movie is from Rob Roy concerning that. And in the movie, he and his wife are talking about they're pregnant again. And he says, did you tell the boys there's going to be a new edition? And they're like, oh, is there a baby? Where's it at? And he says, well, go ahead, show them. And so, you know, she's like holding her belly. And the one little boy goes, well, how does it get out? And the dad turns around and goes, same way it got in.
Well, no.
See, being from the old school, that whole we're pregnant thing is still kind of weird for me. My wife and I, we didn't get pregnant. She got pregnant.
You didn't feel the pregnancy?
Not a thing. As a matter of fact, the first one was real easy. She got pregnant, I went to see, I came home, and I had a kid. It was real easy. The second one, I was around for the whole pregnancy.
And so you didn't feel the pregnancy then either?
I didn't feel a thing. Not a thing.
That's not normal.
What do you mean that's not normal? You mean emotionally or physically?
Emotionally.
Oh, emotionally, yeah, but I thought you meant physically.
No, emotionally.
Oh, yeah, emotionally, yeah.
That's what I mean.
I used to sleep with my hand on Paula's belly and that kind of thing, yeah.
Oh, no. I'm talking about, you know, we have usually, from my understanding, because I don't know, but they tell me that, you know, when women are pregnant, they have highs and lows. And
oh, I don't know. I was working 7-12s.
Did you notice every time she gets pregnant, he leaves and goes somewhere else? Did you notice that? I mean, seriously, did you notice that?
I was there when Amy was born, though.
No. See, it's the birth is not the issue. It's the process.
Oh.
You weren't
there. Yeah, but there's not a whole lot that you can do, that a man can do during that process.
Right.
So going to work and making sure that the family's provided for.
Right.
Good stuff.
It is good stuff.
And,
but when you come home, you've got to stay up and tell me how your day was.
Well, yeah, I did. I've got a wonderful wife. I mean, she's one of a kind. She actually,
you better believe it.
If
you didn't get pregnant with her,
we had an outside wood burner at the time, and she actually stocked a wood furnace the day that she went into labor with Amy.
See what I mean? That's special, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. Because I'd have been like, you need to get out there. I'm pregnant.
Absolutely.
I'm pregnant, and this baby's about to come. Get out.
I've been around some people lately with cultural differences, mm-hmm. and I find that in some cultures, their women work a whole lot harder than Western women. Men are treated, they do things totally different. Where, you know, I'll go to move something, and if a man is around, I'll step back and say, hey, you need to move this. Well, they'll just go ahead and do it. And it's like, wow.
I don't think that's so much a Western thing. My mother worked as hard as any man. I mean, my dad went to the factory and my mom.
We're not talking about what she did. I'm talking about if you're there, if you're at home and it's time to bring the groceries in.
I'm bringing the groceries in.
You're not calling for your husband to bring the groceries in?
Mm-mm.
No,
no.
And Paula doesn't either. She'll come through the with the first bag and holler at me.
Yeah,
yeah.
Come help me.
Well, that's, right. I mean, that's
yeah,
what
that's,
I'm saying.
That's different.
She's not gonna come in the door and leave everything set in the car and say, "Hey, go get the groceries."
Well, that's what I'm saying.
If I need to move a couch, I move the couch.
With your husband there?
Yeah, and sometimes by myself. You know,
I mean,
he'll ask
maybe
me
that's
if I need help.
Mary.
That's Paula. Paula does the same thing, I think it's just a cultural thing.
Maybe I'm. That's why I'm not.
I mean, that's why the dairy industry is in Wisconsin. Very few people know this.
Because women milk cows.
Right, because they needed the Department of Agriculture in the 1800s was trying to figure out a way to get a lot of agriculture into the northern states, and one of the things you could do in Wisconsin was have dairy cows. And they actually had to change the mentality of the men because men traditionally didn't mess with livestock. That was woman's work.
Ooh.
So they actually put on a propaganda campaign to get men into working with livestock because that was woman's work.
Ooh.
In a largely Swedish society.
Right, it was part of the meal preparation.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
We have a hard time going to the grocery store now, let alone go out and look at a cow. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. You're listening to Tracy and Friends. Dr. Danielle, how long are you with us today?
I got to take off in about 15 minutes.
She's off to the races in about 15.
I want to talk about something that's really important to us, probably the most important part of our diet, and that's water.
Yeah.
Because we have a well, we have a lot of iron, hard, and we have a softener. What's that process do to what is that process doing to our water?
The softener?
Yeah, most people have a softener.
Yeah, it really depends on the softener.
Salt. A salt softener.
Okay, so you're getting
green sand.
Yeah, you're getting extra sodium in your water, which can cause an imbalance. The excess sodium will leach potassium out of the body and phosphorus. When those are out of balance, you can get a number of things from arthritis to gout to dropsy there's just a number of things.
Well, is that better than having calcium in the water? Because my water is so hard, you can almost, you know, we change faucets like we change shoes.
Yeah, and we have that too out in Holland. And I tell you, the best water out there would be water directly from a spring. It's running water.
Don't you have to worry about organisms?
You would think so. But here's the interesting thing. The water is moving. It's not stagnant. So the environment is not ideal for that bacteria or organism to grow as it is in, let's say, a well, which is still.
Right.
You know, unless it's fed by a stream and it's got an outlet. That's a different story.
Yeah.
So spring water is ideal. When I'm telling people about the water that they drink, number one, you have to be careful with the plastic bottles. If you leave them in your car and it's hot, the plastic will leach toxins into your water.
Okay.
And you'll drink it. You do have to be careful with that. That being said, the spring waters that are out there, and you can get the bottled spring waters, or you can get them. There are a number of companies in the area that also bottle spring water and bring you the
right
big 5-gallon. Those are great because they're coming directly from the spring. They're local, and because it's relatively inexpensive, I'm paying less than $1 a gallon per gallon of water for drinking water, and I tend to use it for just about everything. Now, as far as the calcium goes in the water, that's often caused not because there's too much calcium in the water. The calcification that you're seeing is a byproduct of agents that have been used to clean your water.
Right. And the water is
chlorine.
Chlorine, fluoride, bromine.
I mean, if you really look at, my shower head, I am a CL, I have stock in CLR, trying to keep the shower head from clogging up so I get a steady stream of water when I want to take a shower.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not the only one. I mean, water across. I mean, it's just bad, and if you drink it, and even if you have a filter system, it still comes through extremely hard. I mean,
it does. Most of the filters only filter out the chlorine. They don't get the fluoride out of it. And by the way, we don't need fluoride. The body does not.
So why do they put fluoride in it?
Follow the money.
Oh.
I just had a friend of mine text me. He wants to know about food grade peroxide.
What?
For what purpose?
For the same thing as chlorine. They use chlorine for decontamination of.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, you can use chlorine to clean your water. It doesn't take much. You need, like, 2 drops in a gallon.
Right.
And that's adequate. And that's fine. The body can handle
right,
that.
He wants to know.
The food-grade peroxide.
Because that's what he uses, and that's
I'm not really familiar enough with the process to say it's good or bad, but I will say that I would prefer the peroxide, which is naturally occurring, to the chlorine.
Why the? What do you mean chloroxide is naturally occurring?
The peroxide. The hydrogen peroxide is, yes.
Hydrogen peroxide is naturally occurring.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you can drink it.
Yeah, you can use it as a cleanser. I don't recommend it, though. Most people who do that, there's entirely too much hydrogen in that, and it creates an imbalance inside the body if you don't know what you're doing. That therapy is very specific, and it requires a lot of training to make sure you don't throw things out of balance.
People drink it?
Therapeutically, yeah.
For what?
Well, I mean, it's a great mouth rinse. You can it cleans ulcers in the mouth. It'll actually, you know, the little bubbly fizzy that it does on your cut.
Yeah.
It does that to tooth decay.
Yeah.
It'll eat that out, and then you just have the clean.
It'll
tooth
also
there.
Yeah. It'll also it'll knock the tartar off your teeth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every 3 days I wash my mouth out with peroxide, straight peroxide. Absolutely.
I don't
swallow it.
No. I had a cavity in one of my back teeth, and they wanted to fill it. Of course, the dentist wanted to fill it, right? And for about a month, you know, I kept putting them off, and I would rinse 3 times a day with the peroxide. And at the end of the 3 month, or at the end of the month, I went back in and I said, okay, well, let's take a look, tell me what you need to do. And he said, there's nothing there. The cavity was gone. I still have a hole in my tooth, but the cavity was gone.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but doesn't the hole make a straight shot to your nerve? I mean,
if it's deep enough, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, if it's deep enough, yes. And that's why I went back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's deep enough and it's going to get into the nerve, then, yeah, you need to do something about it. But it wasn't, so.
Good.
All right.
I mean, yeah, I have had one cavity in my adult teeth, and I don't take extra special care of my teeth. It's just...
Why not?
It's just the things that I do get the most bang for your buck,
right.
I guess.
And peroxide is cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Peroxide and baking soda. Peroxide or baking soda and lemon juice.
We did away with commercial toothpaste years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The toothpaste we use uses baking soda as the abrasive, and it uses tea tree oil
mm-hmm.
as the bacteria fighter.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of an interesting topic there. If you go to countries that have diets that are well balanced in meats and vegetation, and they don't have processed sugars, they don't have the carbonated drinks, they don't have all the processed stuff that we do, most of them have no dental regimen whatsoever, and they have the best teeth in the world.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But our foods cause a lot of our decay, doesn't it?
Well, there's a lot
yeah.
of there's a lot of things. I mean, we eat an awful lot of sugar compared to the rest of the world.
We do.
And I'll tell you another thing. When I totally stopped smoking, amazing the difference it made on my teeth. I used to go every 3 months for a teeth cleaning because they said I had a high calcium buildup in my saliva.
Mm-hmm.
And when I completely, totally quit smoking, it went from 3 months to 6 months standard, and it's not a big deal anymore.
Right.
I mean, it's amazing what tobacco use will do to your teeth.
That I can believe. That I can believe. Wow. So, Dr. Danielle, tell people where they can find you at.
We are on 46, kind of catacorner across from the sheets there, Lowe's, where Lowe's and Sam's Club are, at 1219 Niles Cortland Road Southeast. Don't go northeast. That's a different store. Southeast. They can reach us at 330-505-3515. Catch us up on the web at ohiodccairo.com. And, of course, on Facebook at DC space Cairo.
Going back, I want to go back to nutrition and juicing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we talked about cost, and I want to end up with that. Because nutrition is important.
It is.
But it's, and I reason why I wanted to go back to this because I find it unrealistic.
Okay.
And I don't push. I mean, are people trying to eat better? Somewhat. Is it? I mean, when I even dieting, it depends on the kind of work that you do or what you do, but it's kind of hard to get away from when you are in business meetings and you're gone, you're traveling.
Right.
You can only carry so many Ziploc bags and open them up at the banquet table. You know, it just doesn't work that way. And there's it's very, very difficult. Even when I'm fasting, you know, you can only fast for so long before people, it becomes, because when you are invited to breakfast, lunch, dinner, you're always meeting with food, and it's a closed situation. You are trying to do the right thing, but people are leaving early in the morning and trying to eat healthy, so they're carrying their baggies. But when you're eating on the go and on the run and you're busy, how do you keep up a juicing natural foods, organic, even if you can afford it?
That's a good question. And typically for people, it's done in phases. We'll start with one habit. We'll build on that habit. If you're on the go all day long and you're juicing, apple carrot juice is the best because that particular juice, the enzymes in it, will last 8 hours. All the other ones need to be consumed within 2 hours.
Okay.
So there is a degree of planning that is required in order to do this. And unfortunately, most people put themselves very low on their priority list. So planning to do something that's good for them or that is beneficial to them is very low on the priority list. And that's a paradigm of thinking. And one of the things that I work very strongly with people that come to me is shifting that paradigm and saying, okay, I'm worth this time. I need to spend this time on me. It's important that I do that. And, yes, all these other things are important, but there does need to be a balance because if you're out of balance, it will catch up with you.
That's correct. But I'm saying, you know, the cost mechanism, the discipline, and to make this a life plan.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, you know, okay, getting doing it for, say, 6 months, maybe a year. Or I have friends who've become, like I said, vegetarian, or they alter this. And the reason I'm asking this is about weight loss. Yeah, we do good to get it down. But if we do things that are way off, that are totally outside of the norm, I find it very, very difficult for people to maintain it outside the norm.
That's a good
point. The longevity of it. I mean, either you're in it for a sprint or you're in it for a marathon. And if you're going to make healthy life choices, it has to be a long-term marathon, life-changing commitment.
It does.
And, right. And once you come off the plan, whatever you put back in balance goes back out of balance again.
It does. If it does not become a lifestyle for you, you'll go right back to where you were.
Correct.
Now, the key to that is, first, I never use the word diet.
Okay, when I say that, I'm just talking about nutrition. I'm talking about the nutritional plan.
Right, and unfortunately, that term in our society has kind of gotten a negative connotation. Oh, I'm on a diet. I'm being deprived. I'm depriving myself of something. I have to do without.
If you like sugar and you can't eat sugar, you're depriving yourself of something that you really love, because I like sugar.
Yes, but sugar is addictive. And we like sugar, and we continue to eat sugar in abundance.
Yes.
Because we get a specific feeling from it. There is a chemical reaction that happens, and it's very addictive. Food in general is addictive, especially fatty foods and sugary foods, because those foods trigger the sensations in the brain that release those serotonin feel-good feelings, the dopamines. And so we have to learn that we can have those same feelings without those foods. We can feel better without those foods. And we don't have to completely cut them out. There is an 80-20 rule. That 80-20 rule simply states that if 80% of the time we are feeding ourselves what we need in the right proportions, the right combinations, and the right form, then the body can handle the 20% of the junk, the fun stuff, that we throw at it.
So how do you, I mean, it's a changing of your mind,
mm-hmm.
but how do you make a realistic long, today I came in, I might as well, today I came in, I had, this morning I had 3 slices of bacon and a cup of coffee and some fig Newtons. That's been my diet. You saw me have my lunch,
mm-hmm.
and it was some potato chips. I had a cup of coffee bright and early this morning about 5 o'clock, and I'm on green tea now. And I'm drinking about 4 bottles of water a day, and trying to do the right thing. But I was hungry. I called Sticks up at 11 o'clock. Sticks 10:45.
About 10:30, 10:45.
Said, listen, I'm running late. Now, I've been out my house fully dressed since 7 o'clock this morning. And I haven't stopped yet.
Mm-hmm.
When I leave here, I've got a 3:30 and then I've got a 6:30. Then I get to go home. Haven't planned for dinner time in between the 3:30 and the 6:30. So I've got to find something to eat between now and then because the potato chips are really not going to do it. And that's a day, that is a typical day for me. I'm not the only one.
No, you're not. And I've been you. I've been where you're at.
And so how do you, well, you just have to take time. Well, I hate to tell you guys this, but nobody wants to see me. I can't come in here too late because 12 o'clock, the clock moves whether I'm sitting in this chair or not.
Right. So what that means is that you have to take a look at your priorities and decide which priorities really are absolutely important, absolutely vital, and which ones you
can
say.
They all are. They're all equal for my day today. They were all equally vital because there was a commitment made, and you have to ensure that your commitment is met.
Okay.
Whether it be your job or whether it be your family.
I agree. And what most people don't recognize is that they overcommit themselves. We commit ourselves to the point where we don't have any time for ourselves. And in order to get to that point where you can say, yes, I'm doing this for me, it has to be okay for you to say no to someone else.
No, it doesn't work that way.
It does.
How?
It does.
You can't. You don't say no to your children. You don't say no to them.
Yes, you do.
No,
you do. Yes, you do.
Not when they depend on you.
You do, yes. You can do it in a way that's balanced, that sets parameters, that says, this is when we're having dinner, and this is what we're going to have. And not, but Mom, I want pizza. Okay, I'm too tired to deal with that. Why are you too tired to deal with that? Because you packed your day with so many other things that didn't give you time to recharge, didn't give you time to give yourself time. And you also have to relearn how to do these things. And that's not something that happens overnight. There's not a single person that comes in to see me and leaves after their first visit and goes, yay, I'm fixed. I know how to do all of this. No, we talk about it. We learn. You make mistakes.
How do you process the eating process? Because we're talking about nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
How do you find something between here and the end of your day that's going to be nutritious for you to eat?
Right. For example, when my wife left this morning, she had a bag that had 7 different containers in it.
Mm-hmm.
Sit at a banquet table. I can't sit at a banquet table tonight and have
7
different containers that I'm going to pull out and just start eating.
Okay, so what's on the menu?
The same rubbery chicken that they always have. The same greasy vegetables and the same potatoes and a cake
sherbet.
No, you get cake. No sherbet. You don't have cake and sherbet. You just have cake. Maybe it's good. Maybe it's not. And you have coffee.
Jello.
Maybe no Jello. This is your banquet menu. You don't. There's not a menu. You don't order off the menu. It's not like they have a.
No. I'm saying usually they have Jello.
No. No Jello.
No Jello.
No Jello.
So what if prior to agreeing to go to this banquet,
mm-hmm.
you said to them, listen, I'm really doing some stuff that's helping me to get healthier. What kind of foods are available?
Because remember, everything is cost prohibitive. You ask for, you order banquet chicken.
No, you ask them, what do you have that would fit into this parameter? There's always an option. The biggest hurdle that people run into when it comes to this is that thing in our head that says, this is all I can have.
Well,
this is it. This is all they're going to do for me. And I promise you, if you ask, there are other options.
Well, for example, last night we went to a thing. And we went to a thing last night. Paula just had salad. And she picked the stuff out of the salad that wasn't part of her meal plan.
I'm gonna let Dr. Danielle off the hook right now. She'll be back next month.
Yeah.
But I'm here to tell you, if you really think I can fill up off of a salad, everybody's crazy.
No,
I look like I'm going to fill up off of, and I haven't eaten all day long today? Absolutely not.
Well, no, she had a bowl of stuff that was in the refrigerator that had been made previously before we left. I forget what it was, gadzooki bean soup or something.
My question is, how do you find something to eat on the road as you're moving? That's the question.
And that's a process of learning. You have to learn how to ask for what you're looking for and just instead of just accepting that what they put in front of you is all there is.
Remember, next week, mm-hmm. next month is going to be choices that you choose. When you come in, bring choices that you choose. Listen, I got to go. Dr. Daniel, thank you for coming
in. Thanks for having me.
A6, we'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy
time,
and
new
Friends.
Department of Transportation Dr. numbers
Daniel,
show Hawaiian
you.
Airlines has had the most on-time flights in the past year, followed by Alaska Airlines and Delta. The worst, Frontier, ExpressJet, American Eagle, JetBlue, and American Airlines.
ABC's Alex Stone, how much has the new portal, healthcare.gov, cost so far, and how much will it cost to fix it? At the end of October, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius testified that her agency spent $118 million on the site and another $56 million on IT support. Today, David Powner, the tech manager for the Government Accountability Office, says that's lowballing it.
Through the fiscal year 13, so by the end of September, it was north of $600 million spent. Now, I will caveat that by saying that did include IRS costs associated with that.
But Pounder says it could go much higher. Police in Medford, Oregon are looking into an explosion this morning near the office of the Jackson County District Attorney's Office. Lieutenant Mike Bedreau.
We did have one individual take off running from one of our responding officers, but that was several blocks away. We're not sure if that was related or not. We were not able to catch that individual.
No one was hurt. Boston gangster Whitey Bulger didn't speak during his sentencing hearing. Prosecutors described the 84-year-old as a sociopath who committed one crime after another. They're asking the judge to sentence him to life in prison. Toronto's embattled Mayor Rob Ford is getting grilled by a city council after admitting to getting drunk and to smoking crack.
I am not an alcoholic. I am not a drug addict. Have I drank? Have I done drugs? Yes, I have.
But Ford refuses to step down. He calls himself a positive role model for kids who are down and out. This is ABC News.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, here. Being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or riteaid.com for details.
She's gone but not forgotten. The woman whose face was once featured on the government's healthcare website
is now speaking up.
In an exclusive interview with ABC News, the mystery woman who became the face of the website fiasco says she's not the bad guy.
I'm a mother and I'm a wife. I'm not a professional model.
After her face was plastered on the homepage of healthcare.gov, she was called Glitch Girl, but her real name is Adriana, and she never dreamed her stock photo would become the focus of frustration for millions.
It was possibly used for material for promoting the healthcare.
She says she's breaking her silence to stop the cyberbullying.
I'm here to stand up for myself.
She also says she never got paid for the picture. Karen Chase, ABC News.
The Smithsonian in 3D is becoming widely available on computers today, with most of its 137 million objects left behind the scenes or in a faraway museum. The Smithsonian Institution is launching the initiative to make more of its massive collection accessible to schools, researchers, and the public. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Here at Pet Spa Salon on Western Reserve Road, we offer many services to our customers' pets, including bathing, grooming, nail trimming, and we even brush, bathe, and trim cats. Pet Spa Salon uses only all natural products. With 35 years' experience in the business, our expert staff works slowly and gently to put even the most fidgety pets at ease. Come into Pet Spa Salon and get your fur baby looking and feeling great. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 1122 Western Reserve Road. Call for an appointment.
If you love the food and the homemade traditions of the Amish community, then the Valley Marketplace on South Avenue in Boardman is something you need to know about. From fresh baked breads and pies, fresh fruit and produce, to Amish-made furniture and gifts, the Valley Marketplace on South Avenue in Boardman, right next to the Georgetown. Visit us online at thevalleymarketplace.com. Open Thursday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Friday, 9 to 8, and Saturday, 8 to 4. Shop early on Saturday till 10 p.m. and take 5% off select foods and items.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staple's Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Only a Garmin newbie gives you real directions. It's just like driving with a friend who tells you exactly where to turn by pointing out easy-to-see landmarks, buildings, and intersections, like turn left after the gas station. Get a Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
If I had a nickel for every child who needs a hand.
If I had a dime
for every big dream.
For every day to get out and play.
For every kiss to make it better.
If I had a penny.
Just a penny.
From you and millions of other Rite Aid shoppers.
To round up for kids' desk.
Just imagine the change.
Your change could make.
Learn how to round up your Rite Aid purchases to the nearest dollar and give the change to kids in need at KidSense.com.
For almost 10 years, I've been a lineman for the power company. It's hard work up here on the wires, long, dangerous hours. And at times like this, when storms roll through, I really appreciate how much people rely on me. I know that service is important. That's why I also serve in the Coast Guard Reserve. In the Coast Guard Reserve, our crews respond to rising floodwaters in the Midwest, oil spills in the Gulf of Mexico, and disasters like the Haiti earthquake. The Coast Guard Reserve is a challenge I gladly take on because my country needs me. It has a lot in common with my full-time career, and just like other first responders, firemen, police officers, and EMTs, we do our best work when things are their worst. I have no doubt I was born for this.
If you were born ready to give more to your country, the Coast Guard Reserve is ready for you. Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
When you want your morning cup of coffee to come with the latest local and national news, tune to News Talk 600 WSOM every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. The latest news when you need it. And Youngstown's best talk, News Talk 600 WSOM. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof.
Hey, we're back. And you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM. It's 9 minutes after the hour, 2 o'clock here on the 13th of November. And Sticks and I are here in studio, and the number is 347-945-5229. I want to thank Dr. Danielle, who is a naturopath, for coming in and hanging out with her. We really, really appreciate it. And Sticks and I are here together, and who knows what we're going to talk about. It's open mic for the rest of the show. Hey, Alex and Diva, your mics are on. If you want to talk, just let me know. And what else is going on?
Oh, I don't know. We've got a healthcare system collapsing around our ears.
What do you mean, having a healthcare system collapsing around our ears?
Oh, Dianne Feinstein, I have received 30,842 calls, emails, and letters.
Who are very distressed by the cancellation of insurance policies and who are facing increase of out-of-pocket expenses.
Who'd have seen that coming?
Hold on. Can I ask you why they're, like, why does she care?
She voted for it.
Not only does she support it. Let me ask this. Okay. If I'm not mistaken, and you guys got to help me out because you guys know I am not as smart as a fifth grader. And mm-hmm. So I need to make sure that I got this right. When they shut down the government,
mm-hmm.
when Marco Rubio was having this conversation, not Marco Rubio, Cruz.
Ted Cruz, yes.
Having this conversation.
Said, let's back it off for a year.
What was his argument?
Everybody's going to lose their health care. Costs are going to go through the roof, and it's unwieldy.
What was his? No. That couldn't have been it. No, because they, and then when they said that they wanted to talk to the president, he said he would talk to them, but he would not negotiate anywhere on the Affordable Health Care Act.
So the president shut the government down.
No. The government shut it down.
How did the Senate shut the government down when it's the House that spends all the money anyways?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I'm hoping you're going to tell me something that, I mean, I just don't understand.
I am thoroughly confused, too. I mean,
because I'm not mistaken, and I don't think I am.
I'm still confused because my president told me I could, if I like my doctor, I could keep my doctor, and if I like my health care, I could keep my health care.
But you knew that wasn't true when he said it, right?
Well, my president would never lie to me.
Well, it's not about him lying. It's about them, no one knowing what was in it because most of the people that were passing it, signing off on it, had never read it.
That's right, because we had to pass it to find out what's in it.
That's correct. So we're talking about a legislative process where the people should have paid attention about what was in it and never did. I mean that's
but the thing
I'm
is, 6 months, 6 months out, they knew this was going to happen, but they hid it.
Hid what?
They hid all the stuff that was going to happen. 6 months out, they knew. HHS knew this was going to happen. But the political people in the White House said, no, we're not going to say anything about that because this needs to go through even though it's going to be a disaster. And the president listened to the political people rather than the policy people.
Hey, 518, your mic is on.
What's going on, Trace? I'm just listening. I think I'm a little lost in sauce, but just catch me.
You're not lost.
Speed.
It's open mic. We just started. We're just talking about, I'm talking about the shutdown, and I'm talking about how people are playing the blame game when this information was always there. I mean, they knew it.
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah, Alex.
You know, I don't think that they really knew that this was going to happen. And that's because, you know, people in Obama's camp, including himself, believe that the solution is government. They don't understand, or their egos won't let them understand that they are the problem. So I don't think they actually knew that what was going on. I mean, they probably got some report that, okay, there were some bugs, but there's like, okay, there's just some bugs. But I can tell you that as an engineer, as a, you know, of electronics, I know software engineering and electrical engineering, I can tell you that these problems are not going to be fixed anytime soon, because what they're doing now is a bunch of patchwork that it has to, if it wasn't, it's like, if it wasn't built correctly from the beginning, then you ever use a bad piece of software and then a company just keeps patching it? It kind of like, you know, like, you know, Windows ME or one of those bad versions or of Windows that everybody hated because it always crashed and had a blue screen because it was never designed with sound principles from the beginning. And that's what's going on with this. I mean, and then you have those three college students. They're like 20 years old, and they made a website in 3 days because they're students in software and they know how to do it correctly. But the government doesn't know how to do anything.
Right. Right. I'm from the government. I'm here to help. Yeah.
I mean, I can't understand how the government, I mean, with the resources and the money that they spent to get this website up and to get things going, I can't understand how they could, like, blow this
because,
off so bad.
Because they don't make a profit. And so they don't have any initiative to do things right, because they get paid no matter what, and you have to take what they give you no matter what. Would you agree with that, Alex?
Yeah. Yeah, completely. I mean, I can tell you, and from just my experience with dealing with government contractors, big contractors, defense, energy, whatever, see, the way the money is spent is not the way it creates what you know, what Ron Paul would call a moral hazard, because
right.
See, businesses do. They're going to use the money in a way that they would not normally do if it was their own money. You see,
well, right?
That was just the point, you know, because people, and so the way that they allocate resources and when the money's sent out to the, you know, different companies, it has some political stamp on it. Yeah, these are going to create jobs, blah, blah, blah. And it's supposed to create so many jobs. And then it's just, all it does is keep people busy for a year or two or whatever. But if it was actually used by, if the money was actually put up by a company's own capital, it would probably be done at a tenth of the cost and be much more efficient, because that would be the best way to do it. But when the government gets involved, it's just all screwed up.
Well, yeah. The problem with government expenditures at all levels is their third-party purchases. And a third-party purchase is when I'm spending money that doesn't belong to me on something that I get no return on. So I really don't care how much I spend or what kind of quality I get, because it does not affect me in any way, shape, or form. And then you throw into that the average government worker cannot be fired for incompetence, and you've got a recipe for disaster.
When most of them are incompetent.
Yeah. Well, you know, A students work for C students, and B students work for the government. Absolutely.
440, your mic is on.
You know what? You're making this too complicated. I can tell you exactly what happened.
Okay.
You had people that were hired that were family, friends, or people that were going to kick back, and that's what happened. So you had a bunch of amateurs do this, and they were collecting money and kicking it back to the guys that were paying them. Just, it's a no-brainer. And, and Obama said it right away after the thing crashed. Well, now we're going to get the best of the best. Really?
Well,
so who did you have there? Who did you have there? You had some of your Goombas over there trying to figure it out. It turned into a flipping disaster. So, yeah, no, he didn't have professionals do that. And it's so messed up, they're still struggling.
Well,
Yeah, I was just going to say the Canadian company, they actually made some stuff for the Canadian government. So, I mean, they're supposed
to. Yeah, the Canadian government fired them a few years ago trying to do something as simple as a gun registry. And they went way over budget, and they went way over budget, and it didn't work. And, yeah, this company does not have a track record of excellence.
So how did they get in there? They promised them, well, you hire us, and we'll kick it back to you under the table. Yeah, that's how it goes. You know it.
Well, that's how most government things is.
Actually, guys, no.
Yes.
No.
Zoning is a jobs program for somebody's brother-in-law.
No, listen. That's not how it works. And I'm not going to let you guys tell people that. That's not how it works.
Okay.
What it is you will send one of your brightest to me. They will come and work on my campaign.
Okay.
And they will build a masterful web page that will interact, that will do things that I need for them to do. I will pay your brightest person that comes, and we will take care of you later on. That's how that works. There's no kick. If money was floating like that, everybody would be in jail.
Well, yeah, I agree. It's
so
not a direct cash
payment. There's legal corruption and there's illegal corruption. So what happens is, and not only that, I'm going to hire six of your dumb grandkids,
right,
and three of your crazy nephews.
You scrub my back, I'll scrub yours.
But it has absolutely nothing to do with, you know, the process of kickbacks like that. That's a bad way to put it.
All day long on that one. They're kicking back to congressmen. They're kicking back to everybody. It's no secret. Yeah. Them guys are millionaires, and where do you think the money's coming from?
No. Remember, the money's coming from because they know more than you do.
Hey Tracy, I don't know the Tom's name, but he has a point because there was a report by Ben Swan. He's an investigative journalist that essentially the same company that got the contract lobbied Congress for about, I think it was a little over $1 million and ended up getting this contract, which was, you know, over $100 million. And so it was there is somewhat of a paper trail of you know, money.
Where did the $1 million go to? Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Those guys are getting $130,000 a year or $140,000 a year. How in the hell are they getting are they all millionaires? No.
Easy for
I don't buy that.
They've got really good investment advisors.
No, remember, they had to stop
too.
What was happening is they were ruling on legislation that they knew that was going to change the market.
Right.
They were insider trading. Right.
Yeah,
the insider trading, you're correct on that, but still, they're taking kickbacks. Anybody that doesn't believe that you're gullible. I'm sorry. I don't want to call names, but
I'm telling you, it doesn't go that way. I'm serious.
We
got to
clean house. Got to get rid of the crooks.
Listen, so if you get rid of the crooks, are you going to make a better crook?
I don't know. I'll put you there. Are you a crook?
No, because they send me to jail.
They would kill you. You're too honest, so they would kill you.
Tracy, yes, I think this is a prime example of why people should not. If you lobby to the government, to Congress, whatever level of government that is, you should not be legally allowed to accept any government contracts.
Your president said when he got in office, he was going to make sure none of that happened.
Yep.
Yeah, no, he did.
Yep.
And I believe them for a hot second. Actually, you know, when he said that, you know, I didn't agree with anything that his campaign was about. You know, I was a Ron Paul guy even then. But when he said that, I even donated money to his campaign because I was like, if you do that, you would do more good if you got rid of the lobbying. You know, I don't care what else you do. If you just did that one thing, you would just. That would fundamentally transform America for the good. But, you know, then he started backpedaling on that, and I'm like, oh, my God, you know, this guy. We already know what we're in for, so I don't know.
Well,
and people voted for him again. It's crazy.
I can tell you one thing that would really put a kibosh on a lot of the lobbying is if we could just get him to do away with the income tax, because a lot of lobbying money is spent by companies going to Congress saying, please don't hurt me with the tax code. I mean, they don't even know what's going to end up in the tax code for Obamacare yet. We just had a meeting with our accountant the other day, and he says, I have no idea how this is going to affect your business yet.
Howdy, howdy.
I'm
disappointed
that
Diva is not in here arguing this.
Diva is there.
Is it? That's Lady Godiva.
Diva is there, but Diva's not talking.
That's Lady Godiva.
She's naked?
No, she's sitting here. She's sitting in the wings listening to every word that you say. Diva is there. She's just laying low.
Diva is a revered term of somebody who's highly accomplished in the opera arts.
Exactly.
Country
That's
opera.
Why we're calling her Diva.
Yeah. He called him. The guy called in the other day and called her Diva. They changed her name.
I still think it's Lady Godiva.
No, Godiva's a chocolate.
No, you know who Lady Godiva was in history, don't you?
No. Godiva
made a political statement by riding naked through the center of town on the back of a horse.
That wasn't Lady Godiva. That was Godiva
that was
is
Lady
a chocolate.
Godiva. No, that was Lady Godiva. And
is Godiva not a chocolate?
Somebody invented a chocolate named after her going, she's as good looking as chocolate.
Have you seen the chocolate? The chocolate is expensive. They got $14 strawberries. I wonder if that's healthy for you.
$600
toilet. Oh, that's part of that's the local chocolate company here in
Gorinth.
Yeah, that's a staple in our house at.
No, I'm a
Valentine's Day.
I'm a Brix girl.
I'm
a Brix girl.
But do they do the big chocolate covered dipped hand dipped cherries?
No, what you do is you go buy the Brix and you melt it down and you dip your own cherries.
No, I gotta buy them.
No.
Because if they don't come in that fancy box with the paper on them.
It ain't the same.
It tastes different. You take your kid to the ballpark, you ask if they want a hot dog before they leave, they don't want one, but they'll eat four of them at $5 a piece once you get to the ballpark.
Yeah.
They taste different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
you know who modeled for Lady Godiva?
Say that again?
You know who modeled for Lady Godiva
on
the front
of
that chocolate bar? Debbie
Who?
Wasserman.
Oh, Lord.
Mike, bring us back to sanity, brother.
If Debbie Wasserman rode in naked on a horse, Peter would go crazy for animal abuse.
Oh, that's wrong, dude. That's wrong.
Putting her booty that close to a good, healthy animal?
I don't know. It's her eye's all bunked out. That gets me.
440.
I didn't say anything. They said her eyes were bugged out.
I remember your statement from yesterday. And look, and you laugh again.
I know.
Listen, I'm going to leave the mic on. I got to take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600, the number 347-945-5229. I'll be glad to see you on the other side of my break. Hey.
They're going to start calling us Tracy and some of her future ex-friends if we don't start being nice to her.
That's right. Be nice to me because I'm still trying to get up.
I thought you were gone.
Listen, you guys don't know when I'm listening and when I'm not, and I'm still trying to get there, and I'm having problems because some, you know,
talking.
Alex and these machines, he said something earlier, and I wanted to say, it's like the one I'm messing with right now, and it's still not working.
That's okay.
No, it's not. Okay,
Tracy,
I'm just going to take a...
We love you anyway.
Huh?
You can't push a button right. We love you anyway.
Skip pushing the button.
No, I'm looking over her shoulder. It's the machine's acting up. It's got that little circle thing going roundy, roundy, roundy.
That's because there's a picture of sticks over on my machine and it's having problems. We'll be right back.
Hey, Alex.
Boardman Frame House Gallery.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm good. And yourself?
Fine, thank you, sir. Steve is being awful quiet. I wish he'd speak up. I miss her voice. Even if I don't agree with her, I still would rather her participate than not participate.
Maybe she don't have her blood pressure meds, so she...
Yeah. That thing she said about the military yesterday, I couldn't believe that come out of her mouth, but hey, she's thrown, I guess.
Well, no. I wasn't here for the actual comments. I haven't had a chance to download the podcast so I can hear. Hateful by it. She just said what she said. Tried to make another point.
Yeah.
I always find if you stay in the middle of the road, if you've noticed on every road you ever were on, what's the highest part of the road? Dead center. You can see the full right, you can see the full left. You start moving to one side or the other, you can't see the other side anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And that visual lesson today was brought to you by the blind guy who couldn't trace the key question. You know, Alex, on that subject, when I'm with sighted people, I use sighted terminology. When I'm with blind people, we have our own subculture language we use amongst ourselves. We talk about things from a blind perspective. Is that really any different than any other culture in our society? Don't black folks have two different sets of ways to approach things when they're with their own, quote unquote, or when they're with a all white group and they have to communicate in white terms?
Yeah, I think everybody does that.
Yeah,
you know, it's totally natural.
So that I'm more interested in my words being understood rather than, you know, the manner in which I deliver. So I use sighted terminology. Like I read a book, I did this, I saw that on TV, you know, and I just go with the flow. You know, because otherwise, here's what I get. See, you don't sound blind.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can sound blind. You move the furniture, and I'll show you what blind sounds like. Mother mover furniture.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
No, is it because Alabama showed up today? Or?
I haven't heard him.
He's doing okay. Yeah, he called me probably 2 weeks ago now. We chatted and stuff. We made connection off this line.
Okay.
I'm working on it. Interesting project. I've got a little team of people that I'm trying to teach them how to earn some money on the internet, doing something they're passionate about. And so I'm having fun with that project. It's my only solace in the world of being.
Mm-hmm. Is that even, you see a lot of stuff about that now, earning money on the internet. Is that even? I mean, I know it's possible, but I mean, is it possible?
It's very possible, but there's certain rules and there's certain ways to figure out what you should be, you know, what your niche is going to be. And my mentor on this doesn't. Here's what it costs me: buy this book and read it, then we'll talk about it. So it cost me $20 for an audio book, okay? He rails against people who charge $5,000 and $10,000 courses to claim they can teach you how to be an internet overnight rich guy, you know? And he says they make their money selling the courses. They've never made any money working online. online to them is selling you the course online. So I like his wisdom, and this guy was the guy who built Bill O'Reilly's website 12 years ago, O'Reilly.com, so, from which he does all the charity and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And there's definitely,
yeah.
I have a very specific checklist of what I need to accomplish, where to go to accomplish them, and what I should be looking for when I get there. And most of what he recommends I do either is absolutely free or it's minimal. By the time your website is producing cash, you're not into it for $100.
Okay.
And then after that, it's, did you pick a good niche, and are you any good at it? Are you, you know, and that will determine how much revenue. But he ascribes to building a portfolio of a half a dozen to 12 things over a couple of years, each of which paints something every month. After about 90 days, to sell through. About a couple of 50 hours. Oh, on. Really cool.
Country was falling apart. Betsy Ross got it all sold up.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOS AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. It's 34 minutes after the hour of 2. And we're heading up to the top of the hour where we're going to be done for the day. But when we're gone from here, we're never gone from you. And if you want to give us a call right now, you can. The number is 347-945-5229. I'm in studio with 6. And I've got a phone.
Talking to us today.
No, Diva's not talking to us today. But Diva's on there, and Alex is on there, not so blind Mike, and 831, that's Bonnie. Hey, Bonnie, thank you so much for the letter and the note and the contribution.
I wish I could do more. I just heard a man on a radio station saying that he wishes that he could have done more, and I thought of me. I thought, my goodness, that's me. He's talking about me, because I wish I could do more. I'm on my way traveling, but I'm going to do what I can. That's the important thing.
You know what? I appreciate this, your thought. And sometimes the thought and the love and the soap is all you need.
Yeah, I guess so. You know what? I appreciate it. I'm listening on the radio, and I thought before the day was over, I was going to just say hello to everybody there and then continue on through my day. I wanted to just say hi. Just checking in to say hi. That's all I called for. You guys are great to listen to on the radio, and I just wanted to say so. So I'll probably call in tomorrow after work, or if I catch you before 2:30, I can make a call in then. But it's a busy time of the year for me.
That's good.
And it is, you know. It's got to be a time for everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, I got to get going. I just wanted to say hello. And I'll keep listening and checking in from time to time. So some of them have to behave, right?
I'm trying.
Guys have to behave. I know. They try to get away with too much.
Well, you know, I'm working on it. It's been a moment, but we're working on it.
And they mean it all,
you know,
in fun.
Yeah, but I gotta watch out for Mike, because he says he can't see, but I think he can. Ben, Jeff.
Uh-huh.
I think that's all.
Yeah. Oh, there's a few more, but
is there a few more? 440.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and you know, Bianchi hasn't called in. You know, what happened to Philadelphia? What about Chicago? Or he hasn't called in for a long time.
Philadelphia hasn't called in a long time.
Yeah.
No,
I
miss Stan.
Yes,
miss
Stan.
I miss Stan. I mean, I haven't had a good fight in a long time with Stan.
You know, he was actually the first. He was the actual first time I heard, and that was my first call to the station. It was about women and abortion and babies. You remember that conversation?
Yeah.
It was intense. I thought about that for days after I called in, listened.
We had some good ones. Mm-hmm. That's one thing about talk radio. You don't get to control your caller. And, you know, I tell people, you know, it's really funny. I didn't know these people. I don't know these people. These all came in from listening to the air. And people, you know, people's lives change. They move. Things happen. And I don't know where in the world Stanley went. Hopefully he'll come back so we can capture him. At least I can stay up on top of him
and know what's going on. And you know who else? There was a lady during that hurricane, and her name was, she was involved in it. You know, when the power was out in New Jersey, she had an accident.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I remember her, and she was so informative and telling us, like, day-to-day reports of, like, what was going on up there. That was so interesting because she was actually there, and it was happening to her and what was really true and not true.
There are some people that still call in and do that. We still have our roving reporters in times of need. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, she was real interesting.
I need to figure out how to record on my phone. That's you, Styx. That's you.
No, I stopped it.
Styx is causing problems, guys.
No, I'm not. It stopped. I'm telling you.
Hey, Tracy, I am at a school system, so I got to get off the phone and continue on my path today. I got a little more work to do, so I got to get going.
Have a good one. Thank you for calling in. You're welcome.
You're welcome. And thank you for all your support.
We appreciate it.
Yeah.
More so than you realize.
I think you guys are awesome.
Well, we think you're awesome, too. I have some of the best listeners and the best callers in the world. And as we grow and as we as we expand, I'm looking for great things. And in about 4 weeks, I'll be having some announcements to give you guys. I'm excited about it. So
good.
I'm gonna need your help to spread the word and to get some things done. But we're on a mission, and hopefully we will take it even farther.
Just like the Blues Brothers.
You have to explain the Blues Brothers.
You've never seen the Blues Brothers movie?
I never really paid attention to it.
We're on a mission from God.
Yeah, I'm on a mission from God. That is true. So,
okay,
Mike, what's going on in your deck of the world?
Guys.
Hey, love you. Love you, Bonnie.
Bye.
Wait a minute. Some pro-Obama ad use sex to sell plans, huh?
Yeah. It's a ad that says, hopefully he's as easy as it is to sign up for health insurance and your free birth control.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, it's right there. See? They're showing it again. Let's get physical. Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Something is wrong.
Hey Tracy. I think we just saw the telltale sign that Hillary Clinton is, in fact, running for president in 2016.
What did he do, throw Obama under the bus?
Yeah, she did it. You know, the Clintons came. Well, you know, it was through her husband.
She didn't do it, though.
Bill Clinton came out and said, you know, you really got to keep your promise to the people. And, you know, if you said you're going to do something, you should do it. So
we need to rework the law. Yeah, Bill Clinton actually said yesterday, we got to rework the law.
I saw that. I saw that clip yesterday.
Yeah, why didn't he just have a Hillary for President button on his lapel?
Yeah.
So she's going to run on reworking the law?
Well, you've got a president right now that's in the 39th percentile for popularity, approval rating, and tanking. You don't think the Clintons are going to use that to throw him under the bus?
Well, they want to distance themselves. She wants to distance herself from him because she served on his administration. Similar to why, you know, when people ask, why don't people pick Condoleezza Rice on their, like, as a VP ticket or whatever for the Republicans? But people still, the country, you know, at least at the time, 4 years ago, she was associated with Bush. And so, you know, what she's worried about running in 2016 is being too associated with Obama, you know. So, you know, I think that's all that is.
Well, I would love to get this fight over with. I would love the Democrats to run a heavy-duty progressive liberal, and I would love to see the Republicans run a heavy-duty libertarian Republican. And let's just get this fight over with. Because I think the libertarian I think the Libertarian guy'd win. I think a Rand Paul or a Ted Cruz can win the presidency. I really do. Because if you look at some of the stuff that's coming across social media about the walkers in Wisconsin and some of the other Libertarian, conservative-leaning governors, it's 100-1 for versus the comments against.
Yeah, but it's hard to judge when you're looking at things from online, because it's like with Ron Paul, like all the online polls, he would win all those polls, but when it came out to people actually voting, you know, like middle age and older people, they're not online as much as people who are say 35 and under. And so then when it came to the actual voting at the, you know, Ron Paul would get like, you know, 11% or whatever. When he would online polls, he'd get like 60%, you know. So, you know, you kind of got to take the online stuff with a grain of salt unless it's scientifically done, you know.
Well, I wasn't looking at polls. I was just looking at different postings and the comments people would make on them, and not comments in my circle, comments outside of my circle. But I'll tell you what, I mean,
right.
Ron Paul was dead on when he said in that debate that, you know, if somebody has the ability to buy health insurance and they choose not to, why should anybody be forced to take care of them? I agree with that.
Wow. Yeah. It's one of those things that's it makes people squirm.
Well,
it makes people uncomfortable.
No, why is?
Go
ahead, Alan.
It just made. Because when he was asked that question, it was just so full of just sensational language. They were like, they didn't ask him. They didn't ask Ron Paul, should the government take care of him? I think it was Wolf Blitzer asked him, I think, the question. He was like, should we let him die? And so this was in, I think, South Carolina. And you know, it just looks so bad for the Republican Party, because you heard people in the audience say, yeah, let them die.
Well, what makes me crazy about the whole healthcare thing is it's so fraught with emotion. And why should a doctor be forced to give up the fruits of his labor without compensation any more than the farmer, the carpenter, or the weaver? You have to have food, clothing, and shelter, so if medical care is somehow a right, why isn't food, clothing, and shelter in their minds? I don't understand.
You're absolutely right. I mean, medical is a service. Nobody has the constitutional right to the service of another. So I agree with you completely. You know, in the words of Jeff, it's asinine.
Go ahead, Mike.
I was just saying that I was agreeing, but, you know, energy, food, with the food stamp program, I mean, look how many people are on it, and housing eventually will all come under government control if they get their way. It's all going to be declared a right, because Alex is right. If you have the right to have something that you don't always need, but it's nice to have just in case, then surely everything you do need, oxygen, water, food, shelter, clothing, speaking for the men, a good woman on Friday night at least, you know, and stuff. I mean, the government can supply all our base needs, you know?
Well, I mean, water is something. Here's something that really is an oxymoron.
Yeah.
We put people in cities, and we put them in houses, and we force them to tie into city water systems, and then we shut it off if they don't pay. But yet we tell them they have a right to force a doctor to take care of them for free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, all of this stuff is just so illogical and so out of whack. You know, if you can make an argument for something to be a right, I can see the right to water in your home.
Yeah. And cities will control the fact that you can't have a well, you can't have a septic system, so you're forced to do business with them.
Yeah. Well, you know, I read a long time ago, you know, you control the water, you control the man.
Yeah.
Control the water?
You control the water, you control the man. Because people get thirsty, they'll do anything you tell them to do.
Yeah. Here's a bit of hypocrisy from both sides. Let's start with the left. Okay. Obamacare is the law of the land. It passed Congress. It's the law of the land. Let's give them that point. It is the law of the land right now and for the foreseeable future. Well, then, don't complain about corporations that get tax write-offs because Congress passed those. Federal grants, Congress passed those. Entitlements, Congress passed those. Those are also the law of the land also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's very
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
That's very true. They like to rail against all the benefits that corporations get.
Exactly.
And
See, blind people have deep thoughts because we're not busy being distracted by visual stuff, you know, twirling and all that that goes on TV.
What are you trying to say? I don't have deep thoughts because I can see?
No, I didn't say that.
That's what you said.
No, I didn't say, you're personalizing it. I just said,
I personalize
it,
absolutely.
Deep thoughts that we're not distracted by. Now, unless you're checking out the chicks on TV, then it is about you.
No.
Oh, okay, well then,
how do you know?
Well, I'm asking
Mike,
you.
How do you know about the chicks on TV if you can't see?
You're going to come out of the closet here on your own call?
Absolutely not. My question is, how do you know about the chicks on TV if you can't see?
Because I'm hearing the outrage from people on the news and everything else, you know, about some of the stuff that goes on at some of these award shows and everything else, the immodesty and inappropriate behavior.
Hmm. My heroes are on television.
Who? Who's your hero?
Duck Dynasty.
Oh, they're great guys.
Yeah.
How does Mike know that?
He can
because
hear.
I've seen interviews with them, and they're just really down-to-earth people, and people relate to their show because the family dynamic. More people can relate to them than don't relate to them. So they're entitled to their moment of success, their 15 minutes of Andy Warhol fame.
Well, I'll tell you what, they seem to be very, very intelligent people. I mean, you can't walk into walk into a store without seeing them.
Listen, they are. You know, I'm going to tell you how I know they are intelligent people. Do you realize they got the whole family paid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
From being hillbillies and wearing camouflage.
Yeah. Do you realize? I believe every one of them has a master's degree except the uncle.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. He's got the PhD.
Oh, really? I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does he really have a PhD?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't know that either.
Mm-hmm. Producing high octane drink.
Alex, can I ask you something that's totally different?
You can ask me whatever you want to ask.
Oh, good. I can ask you anything, because this is totally off topic, off subject, and probably totally off radio.
No.
I'm serious. Do you use Google Phone or Google Voice?
Do I use Google Voice? Yes.
Yes. How do you record a phone call when you use your cell phone?
You can only record a phone call if you receive a call, not when you place it. If you want to record all calls, you're going to have to download an app to your phone. But when you use Google Voice, if someone calls you, then just as soon as you answer, hit the number 4. And
well, what app can I
recording.
Use to record all phone calls?
Now, there's several of them. Just look for a phone call recorder in the Play Store, in the Google Play Store. And there's several free ones. There's at least a dozen free ones that you can download.
Was that totally off topic or what?
Yeah, well.
Record.
We've got to have a production meeting sooner.
But Alex, those calls are recorded locally on your cell phone, so you better have a good SIM chip, right? With a lot of room on it.
Yeah. You need to make sure you have a smartphone that has a lot of memory. I mean, a lot of, you know, hard drive space.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you're going to fill it up pretty fast. The good thing about Google Voice, though, is it's recorded on their cloud, you know, so it's not taking up space on your phone.
Right.
But again, you only can do incoming calls, not outgoing.
And then you don't own those calls. You only have as long as you have service for them.
The reason why I'm asking is because a lot of times I'm doing conference calls or media calls.
Mm-hmm. You need to record it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and sometimes you just need to record that.
Can't you just send the NSA an email and ask them for the transcripts?
Yeah, like the old Merkle Press. Remember how the old talk shows years ago on TV and saying for a copy of today's transcript?
For the copy of the transcript, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to BR549, Cornfield County.
With all the recording the NSA is doing, if they offered that as a service, they could balance the federal budget, maybe. We're on to something here.
There you go. Let's send that to the Congress. Say here, you know, we'll help you balance the budget.
Yeah, free NSA accounts for everybody who gets public assistance.
You know, that reminds me, Tracy. You know, one topic you may want to talk about. A growing sentiment about this NSA thing. You know, a lot of people would hate it, but there is some things that we can do still. You know, at the county level, people are starting to pass laws where, and you're allowed to do this because different counties did it with the Brady Act back in the late 90s, where you can refuse to comply at the county level. You can refuse to comply with a federal law that if it's not ratified in the Constitution, then a county has the legal right to not comply. And so what they're starting to do is say, well, if there's starting to pass laws in different counties that they will not comply with the NSA, that's one way that we can combat them. One of the things that they're trying to pass in Utah, where that huge data collection center, they're trying to pass the same law over there because they use like something ridiculous, like 1 million gallons of water a week or something like that, because they need the water just to keep their hard drives from overheating. They're actually having meltdown problems. So what they're going to do is pass a law over there, and they're just going to cut off the water to the NSA because what.
Well, yeah,
so it's great, and that, I think we need to pass that around, pass the information around, and that's the only way we can fight this thing, you know. Well, one of the ways, that's one effective way, I should say.
Well, a lot of people don't realize that when, say, an FBI agent shows up at in a county that he has to. He has to report to the county sheriff that he's there.
That's my understanding.
And the county sheriff can say leave, and he has to leave.
Yeah.
And the state of Wyoming, it's my understanding, that has already passed a law saying that they will not enforce any federal gun bans inside the state of Wyoming. And they've made it a matter of imprisonment for federal agents.
And along those same lines, that's why the state of Nevada is a state corporation, because they do not have a reciprocal trade agreement with the IRS. You can own a corporation in Nevada, and the IRS cannot subpoena any information. That's why people open Nevada corporations, because basically, and of course, that will never change, because if you look at Nevada,
they're owned
by people who really don't want anyone to know what their background is.
Well, the states are definitely going to have their lawyers look at these issues and take their power back from the federal government, because the states have advocated so much power to the federal government, and the federal government is so far out of control that the states are just going to have to basically kick the federal government out of their state. And they can do that legally on an awful lot of things. The EPA, you know, a state can throw the EPA out of their state.
Mm-hmm. But what happens if you throw them out? What problems do we come up with?
Well,
that's the problem.
I don't know. It all depends if the state takes care of their environment.
Well, no. I'm talking about funding. Hey, don't.
Well, you,
tomorrow's Health and Wellness Day.
Well, there's not funding.
So what do we have today?
That EPA can do to that state, like petroleum line that runs through your state, they can shut it off at either border because they can say we don't have an agreement to work with them, and they just shut the flow of petroleum and gas off to your citizens if it's.
Well, that's okay. Then you just punch some more holes and drill for your own.
Guys, guess what? The time is now 2:58.
Oh.
And we're done for the day. Isn't that awful?
You'd like to do this for another 2 hours, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Well, let's.
Absolutely.
Lock the station doors. Tomorrow bring nails and a hammer. We'll nail them shut and just hijack the station.
And tomorrow you're going to need it. Hey, well, listen, guys, you've been listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. I hope you're having a good afternoon. I hope you have a good day today. God bless you, Sticks. I'll see you on Monday.
Yes,
tomorrow
ma'am.
We'll have health and wellness, and you know that Dr. Mason's coming in. Turning Point Counseling is coming in. So is Fit Family, Doris and John Bullock. We'll see you then. God bless you, and enjoy the rest of your afternoon. I need to play a song like Don't Let the Sun Come Go Down on Me, because, you know, the sun's going down on the throat now.
I got this one.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM. WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for Afternoons with Tracy.
I guess that's it.